InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Ladies and gentlemen, the ramifications that the Biden crime family have caused not just the United States of America, but the world are really starting to be seen and understood. And that's why Albania has launched criminal investigations into Anthony Blinken for his involvement, not just with the Biden administration, but his involvement over the years with the Joe Biden crime family acting as a foreign agent, not just an intermediary with the Penn Biden Center and China, but also with a seriously corrupt situation that's been going on in Albania now over the years. And guess who's funding the whole thing? George Soros. Funding Blinken, funding communists in Albania, and now they're pushing back and launching investigations. But that's just one angle of this story. We now have connections with the Bidens to biological research facilities that now some believe, including Russia's intelligence believes, was actually responsible for the COVID-19 outbreak. And while at first glance with a story that went viral 2 days ago, why the origins of COVID-19 are still a mystery, and I thought, they're not a mystery, we know it came out of the Chinese lab, but I had to check myself and say, well, I guess we really don't know that. I mean, we have all the circumstantial evidence, but maybe it could have come out of a lab in Ukraine. We do know it was made in a lab, though. And then you've got the situation now with the war in Ukraine and it all being tied into that. But before we go there, this Biden crime family is in serious trouble. Joe Biden claims he doesn't even know he's being investigated, then goes on to lie about his Amtrak story again. Here's James Comer discussing the investigations now ongoing into the Biden crime family.
Now, what's different with Joe Biden is we're investigating the Biden family for influence peddling. We have a strong suspicion that people around Joe Biden, mainly in his family, have been peddling access to the Biden family with our adversaries around the world. When we find out that they have multiple classified documents scattered throughout multiple residences and office buildings across the East Coast, then this raises a huge red flag for us. We want to make sure that those documents in the possession of Joe Biden weren't somehow sent to our adversaries and didn't somehow compromise our national security.
But you've also talked about how you worried about the same situation with the Trump family. Trump had 300 plus documents at Mar-a-Lago. Why don't you have that same concern? I mean, there are visitors going in and out of Mar-a-Lago from different countries,
including China. As if Trump isn't already being investigated.
As
if Trump already hasn't been investigated.
And it was in an unsecure location at Mar-a-Lago.
That's just a lie.
So, would you apply that
totally
same
secure
concern evenly across the board?
If someone can show me evidence that there was influence peddling with those classified documents that were in the possession of President Trump, then we would certainly expand
that.
That Chinese spy was in Mar-a-Lago, which is a public-private place.
Do you have evidence of influence peddling with the classified documents? For Biden,
sorry,
do you have evidence? But do you have evidence
yes,
of the
Penn Biden Center, millions of dollars coming in from China?
It sounds like you don't. You're looking into it, but why wouldn't you look into it in the same way?
We are looking into it, but we have evidence that the Biden family has been very cozy with people from the Chinese Communist Party. We have evidence that Hunter Biden was receiving payments that were linked directly to the Chinese Communist Party through those Chinese energy companies. We're very concerned about
How is that connected to classified documents?
Amazing. All right. So that's Pamela Brown on CNN. I mean, first of all, it becomes an issue where I have to correct everything she says because it's inaccurate. But she probably genuinely has no clue what's going on. I mean, that's your MSNBC host making seven figures and genuinely doesn't have a clue what's even going on in the country she reports news in. CNN.
Hey, what's up, Bone?
Hey, McBreen.
What's going on, man?
Good to see you.
Hey, really liked that work you did on the AI piece. I'm going to use that on the show today.
Right on. I worked hard on that. Yeah. I'm working on another project, so I'm going to be up late again tonight, and I was hoping you had some BrainForce Plus.
Oh, no.
No, nothing. Nothing. What about BrainForce Ultra?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks anyway.
Yeah.
Good luck with that project, though.
Get your BrainForce Plus and BrainForce Ultra right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I want to be clear here on this Tuesday, January 31st, 2023, as I'm about to cover all of the news that ties the Bidens to biological weapons research, that ties the Bidens to really, at this point, you're looking at the Bidens as maybe even being the cause for this war in Ukraine with some of the information we have coming out and all the corruption and everything we have for you today. I want to be clear about something. I'm not trying to give you false hope, and I'm not going to come on air here today and tell you that Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, the Biden crime family, Blinken, and all their associates are going down. No, I'm not here to tell you that. I, in fact, have very little faith that that will happen. Perhaps more faith than in times past when government corruption is being exposed. But I just want you to be clear here. I'm not trying to sell you false hope. But what I do believe is happening at this point is the dam is beginning to break, folks. The dam is beginning to break. You see a big dam with cracks in it, now water leaking out, you know that dam is coming down. And oh, that new crack that just sprung a leak over there, well, that might not be the one to bring it down, but oh, here's another crack forming over here, here's another crack forming over here, here's another crack forming over here. I mean, eventually that dam's gonna break. This deep state globalist dam of corruption with the mainstream media and big tech covering up all the crimes that now we're so aware of, we just witness it in real time and call it out and nothing gets done. The dam is breaking. And really at this point, the deep state, the globalists have two options. And that's either start this war with Russia and really have it pop off so bad that it distracts from everything and takes all the air out of the room. Or they try to turn Biden into some sort of a patchwork to patch up all the leaks in the dam, and they actually burn Biden, and you actually do get the Biden crime family to have some arrests. It'll be like the Jeffrey Epstein industrial-level sex trafficking situation, where you'll get one or two arrests, maybe three. They'll get a nice, easy prison sentence. They'll get a nice house arrest, and then magically, the lead guy will die or something in jail. But that's... it's beginning to reach a point of no return here, and there's enough genuine interest from the Republicans in Congress, specifically on the House side, that I don't see how this goes down without at least FBI agents going and getting arrested. Now, they might not sell Biden out, but they all know what's going on. Except Biden, apparently. He doesn't even know he's being investigated. Biden was asked about it today. He said, oh, I didn't know I was being investigated. Oh, interesting. Do you know what day it is, sir? Do you know your address? Have you ever had a situation where you've had a friend get knocked out unconscious and you kind of got to get up over them and you, how many fingers am I holding up? What day is it? What's your name? You kind of got to get them back into consciousness. That's Joe Biden walking around on a normal day. Hey, Joe, what's your name? What time is it? Where are you? I'm a corn pop. I was a black lifeguard at a pool. My butt's been wiped. Joe, did you know you're under investigation? No, I didn't know. No, I didn't know that. So let me start on the lighter end, and we'll slowly get into the more serious stuff. And I've got to be really diligent with my time on this issue because we've got guests coming up today. We were able to get Marco Polo on. We issued a retraction and a correction of something I covered earlier this week from the Gateway Pundit. And they wanted to say, hey, will you fix this? So I said, hey, I'll retract it, but let's have you on. You can correct the record yourself. That's what we do here. We're not like the lying, corrupt media who lies, deceives, manipulates on purpose, and then after they lied to you about a vaccine for 2 years that's killing people, they act like none of it ever happened. But I've got all this news on the vaccines and the latest with Pfizer and Project Veritas and more. Dr. Peter McCullough going to be joining us. Unfortunately, can't be in studio. We've had some severe winter weather here, flights and travel getting canceled, so he can't be in studio, but he will be on with us for at least an hour. Now, Joe Biden today. We passed the American Rescue Plan without a single vote from Republicans in Congress. We gave states and local governments money to keep firefighters in the fire hall, first responders on the job, teachers in the classroom, and nurses in the clinics and hospitals. So, the American Rescue Plan. Now think about this. They've had to pass the Inflation Reduction Act when they say there's no inflation. And now they've passed the American Rescue Plan when they say this is the greatest economy ever under Joe Biden. Well, something doesn't add up there. Why would you have to pass the American Rescue Plan if it's the greatest economy under Joe Biden? Oh, because you lied. It's not a good economy. It's a horrible economy under Joe Biden. Gotcha. Why would you have to pass the Inflation Reduction Act if there is no inflation? Oh, that's right. It's record high inflation that Joe Biden caused and the Democrat policies. Gotcha. Do you see what lying lowlifes these Democrats are? There's no inflation, but we got to pass the Inflation Reduction Act to stop inflation. You said there was no inflation. This is the greatest economy ever, greatest economic recovery ever under Joe Biden. So we have to pass the American Rescue Plan. Rescue? You said it was the greatest economy ever. What do we need rescuing from? And then you've got the details of the American Rescue Plan, funding the drag queen sexy time for kids. Nice. Don't you love that? You drop little Johnny, you drop little Jill off at school, and you see a 300-pound dude in walking in with a leotard, pubic hair bulging out of his crotch with a tiara on. You say, what is that? Oh, that's your new guest speaker today, teaching little Johnny and little Jill how to use rainbow dildos. What is that? Well, that's the American Rescue Plan. Thanks, Biden. Thank you. Joe Biden asked if he's going to be providing testimony to Special Counsel Robert Hur investigating him. His response, I don't even know about the Special Counsel. I don't even know I'm being investigated. What is going on here? Who am I? Where am I? What am I? Who are you? Wait, what? I'm being investigated? I've never heard of such a thing. So is Joe Biden really that inept cognitively, or is he just lying, pretending he has no idea that he's being investigated for his crimes? Joe Biden repeats debunked story about Amtrak conductor. He just keeps lying about that. I mean, this guy just lies all day long. Soon he'll tell you he's from Philadelphia and, you know, played center for the Philadelphia Eagles and snapped the ball to Ron Jaworski. If they win the Super Bowl, that'll be the next thing. I remember I was the center for the Eagles snapping the football to Ron Jaworski. Wow, Joe. But you just heard it in the opening segment. Oversight Chair James Comer, ready to investigate anyone in business with the Bidens. Anthony Blinken needs to be the first one called in. Or maybe we should extradite Anthony Blinken to Albania. Maybe we should extradite Anthony Blinken to Albania and see if they would like to have a word with him over the Soros commies that Biden and Blinken were trying to get into power in Albania and the narcotics traffickers that they were protecting as well. Yeah. Yeah. Now, I'm going to come back and get to the more serious end of the Biden crime family and the situation in Ukraine. And it's just, it's really bad, folks. I mean, you're talking about these are the biggest criminals in the world. Legitimately. So that's going to be coming up. Now, I'm so loaded today, but I'm going to be needing to fund this operation with Alex out. He is returning tomorrow, but I'm so loaded today, I'm worried I'm barely going to plug. So, folks, please, let's support InfoWars. Let's show Alex Jones a big heaping round of support today by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. If you don't want to buy a product, go right to the donate tab, smash that donate tab, give 5, give 10, give 25, give 100, whatever you can today. And when Alex returns to studio, let's show him a nice funding bump so that he can feel confident and stress-free when he comes back on air tomorrow. And remember, Ultimate Bone Broth Plus back in stock. With coupon code FREEALEX, you get it 40% off. That's a listener-exclusive offer for you. Coupon code FREEALEX, 40% off Bone Broth Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Introducing InfoWars super high-end supplement line at up to 50% off what the same formulas are sold for in stores. It's InfoWars MD, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new line of super quality CBD oils that are incredibly good for your entire body at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max Powerful Nootropic, Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Our turmeric formula is 95% curcuminoid, the strongest and best on the market. These formulas and more under the InfoWars MD banner are at InfoWarsStore.com. They are private labeled clones of the top brands in the country for up to 50% off what you're going to find them in stores and on other online stores. This is our new InfoWars MD incredible line. The second American Revolution is happening right now against the New World Order. And the answer to their 1984 tyranny is the 1776 mindset. And InfoWars embodies that fight for human liberty against globalist tyranny. Now, in the last year, we've done a very successful fundraiser of silver coins. When you buy the coin, you know that you are supporting the transmission, and you get a historical memento so you can remember the great contribution you made to freedom. Now, despite the fact that the coins are selling out, the last of the four coin series, Teddy Roosevelt Man the Arena, we're offering it for $30 off right now while supplies last at 1776coin.com. And just like an NPR pledge drive where they mark up a coffee cup or a t-shirt or a DVD 300%, that's what we've done with this because it's a fundraiser. But despite that, we're offering $30 off exclusively at 1776 on what coins remain. Please go to 1776coin.com right now.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had the success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
lot of information that individuals like DC Drano and War Clandestine are doing the legwork on, and I'm going to try to just briefly sort through this now. But these are, I mean, these investigations lead to obvious questions and should lead to serious investigations, but we know the deep state will do everything to protect its own. And sadly, right now, there's so few good people within our government overall, but specifically be it the FBI or Justice Department, that our corrupt criminal politicians have been able to get away with so much for so long. But that dam is breaking, and the Biden crime family might just be the ones to break it. Now, the receipts are provided here by DC Drano. Remember when the Pentagon confirmed the U.S. partnered with 46 Ukrainian bioweapons labs? This was on the Pentagon's website. The fake news media told you it didn't exist, but it was there. We have the receipts. And Hunter Biden secured millions for one of the labs, Metabiota. Well, now we have a February 24th, 2022 letter from Zelensky ordering the destruction of all government files for Metabiota. I'm sure it's nothing. Ah, a little I scratch your back, you scratch mine. A little, what should we call it? Pay for play? I mean, this is unbelievable. The Biden family has been doing so much criminal activity in Ukraine since Biden was a senator, through his time as vice president, with the speech at the Council on Foreign Relations, bragging about his bribery, and now to the Zelensky years, where I guess it's Zelensky covering up the Biden dirt. Zelensky helped covering up the Biden bioweapons labs. And what does Zelensky get? Well, he basically now can get whatever money and weapons he wants from Joe Biden for whatever reason. And maybe there's a little mutual benefit there. Biden gets to start a war with Russia to distract from his crimes, and Zelensky gets billions of dollars. Ukraine asks as a criminal proxy state for the Western deep state interest of the Biden crime family and other U.S. politicians, and Zelensky just sits there enriching himself beyond our wildest imaginations. So that is an ongoing story. Hunter Biden helped secure millions in funding for military biotech research program in Ukraine. This was from March of last year. All the data is there. All the information is public. The receipts, the government documents. And now we know Zelensky requested the destruction of all those files. Why did Zelensky do that? And why was this happening right at the same time when the war started to heat up? I doubt that's a coincidence. And there's other threads out there, like this one on the screen from Blue Canaries, Metabiota thread, produces bioagents under diplomatic cover as secret labs, then sells pandemic insurance and trackers to help countries get ahead of what they are putting out. Company part of Pentagon's DRTA program, as well as funded by Rosemont Seneca. That's Hunter Biden. It's all there. So what was really going on? Well, Joe Biden has been acting illegally as a foreign agent for perhaps his entire career as a politician. Never filed a FARA application, and neither has his bag man, his rat hole, Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden's laptop emails reveal another crime. Never filed a FARA application, yet Hunter acted as foreign agent. Email shows he discussed breaking FARA laws. Of course, they went after Mike Flynn as hard as they possibly could, General Mike Flynn, as hard as they possibly could, claiming he was the foreign agent that didn't file their application. That was all a lie. The truth is, it was Hunter Biden who was acting as a foreign agent who never filed the application. Because why would he? He's acting illegally. He wouldn't want to know about that. And by the way, if you really want to know what type of a low-life scumbag Hunter Biden truly is, and you know, look, when I think about the laptop story and Hunter leaving his laptop at a repair place, a lot of people say maybe this is Hunter Biden trying to get the news out. Maybe this is Hunter Biden begging for help. You know, maybe that's the case, but you see stuff like this, and can I really blame something like this on Joe Biden? Maybe. Maybe Joe Biden, maybe somebody else is telling Hunter Biden to be like this. Hunter Biden goes to court against his 4-year-old daughter to ban her from using his last name. This is the daughter of Hunter Biden that he has completely disowned. This is the daughter of Hunter Biden that he pretends doesn't exist. She does. This is the daughter of Hunter Biden that was born after he impregnated a stripper. He refuses to pay child care. He refuses to recognize her. She doesn't get invited to any family affairs. And by the way, the whole relationship that Hunter Biden has now, he was basically told to do that. He said, hey, you want to distract from this baby that you just had with this stripper? You better get a new wife and kid fast. And so he did. But now this little girl is in court, and the mother of this little girl, London Alexis Roberts, is in court because Hunter Biden wants to make sure that the daughter, Navy Joan, can never use the name Biden. Oh, and let's not forget that the stripper was also being paid by the Bidens. So Biden hired a stripper. I guess it was his nice personal prostitute. Accidentally impregnates her. I guess accidentally. I guess we don't know that. And then says, you're fired and you're never allowed to see me again. And my daughter is never allowed to use my last name. And I'm not paying a dime of child support. And the liberal media says nothing. Nothing. So talk about a lowlife. Hires a stripper to work for him. Gets her pregnant. And then completely disowns her and says, my daughter is never allowed to use my name and I'm not paying any child support. And gets away with all of it. So far. So far. Now, there's more on this, and I've kind of been touching on this throughout the last couple of weeks, how Biden and Obama really did not see eye to eye on the situation in Ukraine. And maybe that has something to do with Obama's relations or feelings towards Iran, which we have a better idea about how they're getting involved in this whole picture now. So I'll explain all that coming up. But coming up in the next segment, I covered a story from the Gateway Pundit the other day about Hunter Biden emails being edited by a group, Marco Polo. I retracted that coverage. I've also since spoken to Marco Polo's people and the Gateway Pundit. We've changed the story. But I said, hey, look, I'll retract it, but why don't you come on air and talk about it as well? And so that is the case now. So we have somebody from Marco Polo joining us to talk about this story, and they just want to set the record straight that they were not editing any of the Biden emails with names like Devin Archer in them. Yeah, mainstream media won't be covering this, I'm sure.
Well, I just want to say about Diet Force
is amazing. I'm 45 and I have bits. I go to the gym and I have bits that won't move. And Diet Force has helped me move those bits. Like under my pecs, my belly, I'm just taking Diet Force 2 tablets a day. Man, if you're like struggling to get like chip shape for the ladies, mate, Diet Force is the go. You have to get the Diet Force and have 2 a day and just keep acting.
InfoWarsStore.com, X7 Diet Force.
InfoWarsStore.com, baby.
Now on sale. We're cutting that call into an ad. I can guarantee you that. Thank you so much for the call, Grant. God bless Australia. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere. InfoWarsStore.com, Diet Force. Get it now.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than 2 decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding, and we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose, punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top, but right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now.
InfoWars' secret weapon is finally here. It's a secret weapon for your immune system, for your stamina, for your energy, for your way of life, for your libido. And it also keeps InfoWars on the air. And I almost forgot, you save at least 50% on these products for what you'd pay for similar products or the exact same products in stores around the country. That's because we go right to the highest quality manufacturer in the nation that supplies some of the top names. They then give us the best deal out there because the owner is a listener, and we're able to bring it to you with massive discounts. You're not going to find 1,000 milligram high quality CBD for anywhere near the price we sell it. You're not going to find it the 10 milligram or the 20 milligram. You're not going to find turmeric at 95% curcuminoid at the price we're selling it. You're not going to find any of this anywhere near that. These similar formulas with the same formulas sell for up to 200% more than we're selling these. InfoWars MD, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, a true 360 win.
The good news is the Real Red Pill Plus, after over 2 years being sold out because the key ingredients were not available with supply chain breakdowns, is finally back in stock in the last month. The bad news is we need a limited run of it, and it's almost sold out. So we're in late January when I'm cutting this. Only 7 days left to get the Real Red Pill Plus with all the key ingredients like pregnenolone and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Whether you're old or young, black or white, doesn't matter. You need to experience Real Red Pill Plus. It's proprietary. It's amazing. I learned about it from a research scientist and a medical doctor who had a similar formula 5 years ago. We simply made it stronger, and we have great reviews from listeners. Get the Real Red Pill Plus for a limited time. It's about to end at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. You need to try the Real Red Pill Plus right now. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. The only way we fail is if you don't take action. Real Red Pill Plus, now available at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com for only a few more days.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's one thing I'm proud to have that the mainstream media doesn't have, and that's integrity. And so if you've been listening to me for years, you've probably heard maybe, I've been on air here at InfoWars 7 years, and I think maybe four times over the years I've issued a retraction on the air, and there have been a couple of times where I might misspeak something or give a wrong name or a wrong date, and the crew will get in my ear and correct me, and we'll correct the record on the air. Not like the mainstream media that lies to you consciously and will never admit to it, never apologize for it, never retract a story. It's been done to me numerous times. So the other day, I was covering a Gateway Pundit story about Marco Polo allegedly doctoring some emails that they had published. Marco Polo reached out and said, that's not the case. Please retract the story. And I'll also have you know, I don't know if my guest Garrett Ziegler has spoken to the Gateway Pundit, but I did speak to them and said, hey, just so you know, I talked to these people, I retracted. They've now changed their story as well. This is what people that have integrity in media do. That's why you never see it in the mainstream news. So I said, hey, not only will I offer a retraction, why don't you come on air and correct the record for yourself? So Garrett Ziegler, founder of Marco Polo, is with us. And I know you sent me an email explaining the phenomenon that happened in the emails, but why don't you just take the time right now to explain this to the people? But also, just to make sure that people understand this, none of this, it's all real. And that's the real story that goes on here.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Owen. I appreciate it, and it speaks volumes about your character. I didn't realize that we had a sort of a shared background. I'm from outside St. Louis on the Illinois side. So when I was doing research yesterday, we come from the same, you know, sort of milieu. And so I appreciate the opportunity to go over this. The bottom line up front is that we were bum rushed by this story by the Gateway Pundit. And if they had reached out to us before the article ran, we would have kindly and quickly told them that it dealt with the time zone that your Mac is in when you view an email in the Apple Mail application. Their original piece, before they edited it, made mention that the quickest way to find out if anything is doctored is if you go to the email metadata, i.e. the header, and look at the message ID. In the one sheet that I sent over earlier in which we released on our Telegram channel, clearly shows that the message ID is the same. And so sort of the example I use, Owen, is if somebody's committing wire fraud, and let's say there are two employees at a bank, one's in New York and one's in Chicago, just because their email client shows a one-hour difference because of the time zones, does it mean that the email is any less permissible in a court of law? And so it's that coupled with the fact that they cast aspersions on our entire dossier because of this misunderstanding, i.e. Joe Hoft wrote that because they didn't understand time zones issues, our 630-plus page report is somehow, you know, deficient. And it's not that we're above mistakes, and that's why I'm honored to be on your show, and I'm grateful you had me on. I sincerely mean that, because if this were a legitimate error, we would hop on it. But it's sort of the worst of both worlds in that this is a very basic IT forensic mistake that I think it's so basic, Owen, that XR Vision must have done this on purpose, because if he is as really as smart as he holds himself out to be, then he wouldn't have made this mistake. And so the only conclusion we're left with is that they did this on purpose, expecting people to not clearly read the article. And we're well aware that you didn't write it, and it's on them to contact us beforehand. And we have contacted them. In fact, a friend of a friend is a reporter there, and we've privately asked them to take the story down, but they refuse. Hopefully that's a 3-minute coherent articulate. It's not a sexy issue, but I just want people to know that, you know, we put a year into this dossier. We established a separate 501c3 for it, and we're very proud of the sort of intra-group arguing we went over to make sure every single page of this is rock solid. And I don't want people to think that we're doctoring anything, because like you said, it's an incredible story. It's all real, and it's all about Joe. This email that they're alluding to, this 22-point plan that was probably, although not for sure, based on classified documents, implicates Joe directly. That means Joey was feeding the intel to Hunter, who was then feeding it to Devin Archer. It's multiple felonies, and we list that in our report. And so because I'm not petty, if Gateway Pundit will just take down the piece, we don't want to fight this out in court. That's ridiculous. But we do want them to get it right.
Well, and I know this might not seem a sexy issue to the audience, but here's why I think it's important and why I invited you on. And just two, so people can kind of get an idea of the difference between what we do here at InfoWars and what the others in the mainstream media don't do. And to kind of go off on a bit of a jag, and I'll come back real quickly, I would much rather have a situation where if I make a mistake on air, somebody says, hey, you made a mistake, offer a retraction, instead of suing me for $1 trillion. But let's get back on to the subject material. Here's why I think this issue is sexy, because I know what it's like to put work into something that you hold near and dear to your heart and then see someone tremendously misrepresent that work. It's been done to me a dozen times. So when I made the mistake, I said, I don't want to be that guy. And that's why I hesitate to jump on some narratives before I know the full facts, even though the audience doesn't like it. But here's the real sexiness. You did put in the work. You did put in the emails. You did put out the report. And I think it's kind of sad, actually, that, I mean, maybe it's a blessing in disguise that somebody has to make a mistake for this to get more traction. And so I look at this now as, hey, you know what? This has more traction. Why don't you talk about the story you put hours of your life and others put hours of their life into reporting on?
Well, I think that it is sad that they haven't talked about the dossier until now. And again, when we heard about this report by the Gateway Pundit, the first thing we did was, first of all, act like adult men and reach out to them directly, just like I called a producer at InfoWars. It wasn't, we're not trying to do what they did to us and bum rush them, but we're left to publicly dispute this now. But going back to your point directly, this was a labor of love. And again, we're very conservative in our accusations. We logged at the very least 459 violations of state and federal laws and regulations. What do I mean by that? There are about 15 to 20 different statutes at the state and federal levels and regulations that Hunter and Associates violated, but they violated those 15 to 20 state and federal laws and regs hundreds of times. And so those run the gamut, Owen. Their money laundering, Foreign Agent Registration Act, prostitution, human trafficking, three confirmed cases of that, lobbying violations, and so many other things. And what separates us is we go into, in fact, that exact email that was the subject of their piece, I'm going through this very quickly, trying to find it. But basically, that exact email was in our dossier. It's on page 143. And that email alone, based upon clear case law and reading of the statute, is a violation of 22 U.S.C. 612. And to demystify that, that's the Foreign Agent Registration Act statute. That's exactly what they prosecuted Paul Manafort for. And so in true Alinsky fashion, they did exactly what they accused their enemies of. And so because Devin Archer was involved with this, that's also a violation of 18 U.S.C. 2, which is the conspiracy statute. And so in this scenario, we cite the date, April 12, 2014, the District of Columbia, which is where Hunter was when he committed the felony, the accomplice, and then the statute. And anybody can go read this for free, BidenCrimes.info. We have a couple of URLs we bought, HeresHunter.com, or just at MarcoPoloUSA.org. It's all free. We're a registered charity, and we want it to be right. And hopefully this strikes a relationship between Marco Polo and Owen that we can talk about our work going forward.
Well, I'd love to do that. In fact, I've got 10 seconds left of the segment. If you can stick around and do another segment to get more into this, I'd love to drill deeper into this because the issues are really coming to the fore now, and you guys kind of did the background research ahead of everybody else.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there. And your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Everybody that's watching this needs to support Alex Jones, needs to support InfoWars and Band.video. You know, the Bible says, let another mouth praise you. I'm going to do that right now. Alex Jones has helped so many people in this industry. You guys have no idea how many people have got their first start, like Savannah Hernandez. How many people have just been put on a launch pad to outer space because of Alex Jones, including myself. I've been given so many opportunities because of this man and because of this platform, and I would probably not even be half of where I am right now if it weren't for Alex Jones. I mean, I've been able to be on podcasts with Alex and Joe Rogan and Timcast, the Super Timcast IRL. Listen, what I'm saying is, do not take Alex Jones and Band.video for granted, because you don't know what you have until it's gone. We need to support free speech systems right now. So go check out the store. Go support their store. Go support InfoWars. Leave a donation right now. Don't wait until they're gone.
I'm Dr. Peter McCullough, and it's an absolute pleasure to introduce to you The Wellness Company. an alternative healthcare system for this COVID and post-COVID world where trust has been lost in doctors and healthcare systems. This new online virtual platform is nationwide, providing uncensored content, virtual appointments, laboratory testing, diagnostics, prescriptions, treatment packages specifically for COVID, post-COVID, vaccine injury syndromes, and all the usual things that are seen in primary care. And then we have an entire array of holistic products, an online store, media, and health advice. Come see the wellness company and go to onlinehealthnow.com as a conduit to the wellness company.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars Live products have always been the highest quality, triple tested, and you've seen the rave reviews. But doing deep research, we made contact with the top company in the United States, and it turned out they were supplying almost all the raw materials to the companies that we were already using. So we've gone directly to the source, and that means we can give you lower prices on the very same high-quality supplements, and in some cases, even better. Introducing InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com has 10 new products. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max, Anitropic, Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Just take the Superfood Greens. This is the highest quality greens out there, and it's at a price way, way lower than the same product on store shelves for up to twice the cost. Find InfoWars MD at InfoWars Store.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We have the founder of Marco Polo on with us, Garrett Ziegler, MarcoPoloUSA.org. And if he'd like to lay out all those other URLs before he's off here for you to go read their research, where, ladies and gentlemen, they've done the deep dive into the Hunter Biden emails with emails and receipts from names such as Devin Archer. And as he was cataloging in the last segment, all the different criminal activity that is occurring in these emails. And so I'd like to, Garrett, kind of give you the segment here with a question to pick up and run with. And I'll start it like this. Has anyone from law enforcement, any form or function of law enforcement, reached out to you to either collaborate with you on your research or just asked you for maybe materials for their own research? Has that happened at all?
First of all, yes. I think there's something wrong with my mic. I can't hear you very well. But number one, state-level law enforcement, non-federal, and their conservatives, they have reached out to us, and I've actually had multiple conversations with them. I won't go into which state, but suffice it is to say that it's an AG office, somebody who we know very well. He actually wrote an op-ed about the Biden laptop in early 2022. And, you know, so we've been working with them. We have no, if somebody read this report, they would realize we have no illusions that Hunter is going to face justice at the federal level. His daddy will pardon him, even if it's the last thing he does. But there are numerous opportunities at the state level for attorneys general and other people within the statute of limitations to bring money laundering charges. The only thing stopping them is their own courage. Sorry, I'm going to hook up another mic here.
Garrett Ziegler with us from Marco Polo USA. He's just having a tech error there, so he's going to get himself a new mic. It looks like he's plugging that in right now. And I do agree with his analysis, and that's why I opened the show like that, saying, I'm not trying to sell you hopium here. We're selling reality. But the reality is that the Biden crime family is being exposed. And if there is any level of interest in this, it looks like it might be at the state level, as Garrett was just getting into. Garrett, it looks like you're back connected. Is everything better?
Yep. Sorry about that. I had a Bluetooth microphone that went haywire. I'm on a wired one now. So, yeah, was just making the point that, you know, there's an author based at the New York Post. Her name's Miranda Devine. She wrote a book called Laptop from Hell. It came out in November of 2021. It was a great book. She's a much better writer than I am. And She's had a lot more experience, and we love her book, and we used it for this dossier. She came out with a one-page review on October 27th about a report. You made the very good point that our dossier has not received the national attention that other people have gotten. Part of that is I just don't do a ton of media, but Miranda, who we collaborate with, recognizes how sort of comprehensive this thing is. And I urge everybody to go on our website, MarcoPoloUSA.org, and read all of the reviews that have been written so far about the dossier. And so, you know, what separates us is sort of the granularity. We have never promised to be the first on a story, although there is a story today in the Daily Mail. I'm not sure if we can pull it up in the next 7 minutes that is based on our suspicious activity reports. We were actually given, you know, those suspicious activity reports are submitted to the U.S. Treasury Department from U.S. banks. And we were approached by a whistleblower who had access to those SARs that detail money laundering, sex trafficking, and other state and federal felonies that Hunter and the Biden family were involved in. And the Daily Mail ran a piece this morning about our SARs and how one of the women that was employed by Hunter was listed on a SAR. And we've that's another just incredible piece in the Daily Mail about how we got under the skin of Hunter's attorney, Kevin Morris. And I mean, this is crazy stuff.
Well, and like you said, it's odd how you put this great work out and you're wondering if or when it's ever going to get the national attention. Sometimes it does take years for this stuff to catch up. And like I said, I mean, I'm looking at this situation as kind of like a little blessing in disguise, a silver lining. I got direct communication with you. By the way, I love you. I love Marco Polo. I love the Hoffs. I love Gateway Pundit. I hope that you guys could actually collaborate and maybe make a bigger thing of this story when some of this dust settles with the situation now, because I guess I would ask it to you like this. With all the new information and focus and attention to the Biden crime family, really post-midterm elections, when you're watching this and seeing this, what comes to your head, or what do you want to shout at the TV screen, or what do you wish the Republicans in Congress investigating this could know and understand?
Well, thanks be to God, I did get an audience with both the Senate investigators and the House investigators 2 weeks after they gain the majority. And Owen, I'm sure you and I would agree that our elections have many problems, but let's just posit for a moment that we did actually get the majority and we do have somewhat a modicum of free and fair elections. But regardless, we told them exactly what we, you know, laid out in our report, that Hunter doesn't have the highest IQ ever. He's not the sharpest tool in the shed. And what this means is there are many people out there, from his executive assistants to partners to colleagues, that know where the bodies are buried. And so if they're expecting the congressional investigators to get answers from any part of the Biden family, that is spilt milk under the bridge. They're not going to talk, even if you subpoena them. So what you need to do is go around to all these executive assistants, Katie Dodge, Joanne Meyer, Eric Schwerin, all these names that we list in our dossier, and one of them will crack. Because the person, I mean, all these people are driven by self-interest, and none of them are particularly virtuous, and they don't have fruits of the spirit. And so if you question them and go at them with intelligent documentation and know that you're not just, you know, shooting from the hip, they're going to answer your questions and produce that documentation. So what I told to the Senate and House directly, and what I said on this phone call with the state AG's office, as I was alluding to, is ask for the documentation and ask the people that they're not expecting. They're expecting Kevin Morris to get subpoenas. They're expecting Hunter's portly little xenophilic art dealer, George Burgess, to get questioned. If Joanne Meyer gets a wide-ranging subpoena for all the documentation, and we have her on multiple federal felonies, money laundering, etc., she has a much greater interest in telling the truth, and she doesn't have the resources from a legal perspective to fight back against them. And I was pursued by the January 6th scam committee. I know how congressional committees work, although this one is a standing committee, whereas that committee was a freaking joke and it was staffed by, you know, not even Republicans that were approved by the majority leader. But you do have to produce documentation even if you plead the fifth like I did. I respect them so little. I respect Benny Thompson so little that I wasn't going to give him the opportunity, you know, to ask me questions and his committee to ask me questions. It was a farce. But I did have to turn over communications. And so even if these people, you ask me what I'm trying to get across, even if these people don't talk to the committees themselves, they'll have valuable documentation. And again, Hunter is only relevant as it connects to Joe. And so the first things I would go for would be asking, maybe Naomi Biden, Hunter's daughter, who he texted that he was forced to give Joe half his salary for 30 years. That's a direct quote from Hunter. That's not me in my home office making this crap up. So I would, they're probably not expecting Naomi Biden to get subpoenaed, but she's a party to this. She's on the text messages and emails. That would be one of the people. Do things that are creative that the left hasn't war gamed. Now, do I expect the Republicans to do this? Probably not, because a lot of them do not have the creative. That's another great story that Hunter basically, I'm looking at the screen, and Hunter basically paid for, and this is absolutely verifiable. We have the phone number in our report. Hunter's firm, Rosemont Seneca, which was funded in part by foreign oligarchs, paid for a private iPhone for Joe Biden for the entirety of his vice presidency. What does this mean? The Secret Service and the White House Communications Agency, because I was in the Trump White House, I know these things. They have a hardened cell phone for both the VP and POTUS, meaning it's much more secure. This is why Obama had Blackberries. It's much harder to hack into. But Joey had a private iPhone on the side paid for by his son's business, and that was a way for Hunter to always get in touch with his daddy.
So Joe had a burner phone is what it's called.
Yes, and we actually put the phone number. It's not live anymore. But we put the phone number in our report to tell congressional investigators, hey, if there is one line that you need to subpoena the records for, it's this. Because even if we don't have the audios, Owen, we'll know when and for how long Joey and Hunter talked. And that's where all the conversations about Victor Shokin, the IMF loan, everything else, that's where those records will be. Joey, it was born in 1942. He's 80 years old. He's not going to put this in writing like his stupid son did. He's going to do this over the phone. And so they need to subpoena those records. AT&T will have them. If they don't, we'll know that they're basically a politicized company because they gave over the records for Mark Meadows, who I personally don't care for a whole lot. But nevertheless, his freaking AT&T records got subpoenaed. If they can do that to us, we should be able to get it for Joey's burner phone.
Well, and not to mention everything that was subpoenaed as part of the January 6th investigations, people's personal information. Garrett, if you can do five more minutes, we got a short 90-second break. If you can do five more minutes, let's finish this out. This is an incredible interview from Marco Polo founder Garrett Ziegler. MarcoPoloUSA.org.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalist and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
All right, this has been a great interview with Garrett Ziegler of Marco Polo, MarcoPoloUSA.org. I do want him to share the other URLs before he signs off with us, because, you know, those are the ones that people like to share, and it's easier to remember and send people to if they want to read this. Quickly, though, my final questions for you in the time we have. Is there anything you saw in your dossier on the Hunter Biden emails which would lead more credence or more smoke, if you will, to the Biden involvement in Ukraine and everything that we're seeing now?
There is one email in particular that is a FARA violation, and what I mean by that is there was a consulting group called FTI Consulting that was responding to media inquiries at the time of all of the shenanigans, Hunter serving on the board of Burisma, et cetera. And one of those questions had to do with a gentleman who you probably know of, Ihor Kolomoisky. Kolomoisky, until recently, was a tri-citizen of Israel, Cyprus, and Ukraine. And Ihor Kolomoisky is being personally, and his companies are being sued in three different district courts right now for laundering proceeds from Privat Bank, which he was the beneficial owner of. And Ihor Kolomoisky is the center of a very, very corrupt matrix. And the reason why this ties to the Bidens is this. Joey, as we all know, withheld a billion-dollar loan guarantee from the IMF. He withheld – he basically threatened U.S. support of the IMF loan guarantee on Viktor Shokin getting fired. Now, this is why this is incredible. That money from the IMF went in large part to Privat Bank to then give out to these businesses. But what in actuality happened was Ihor Kolomoisky gave it to his Cypriot-domiciled shell companies and kept the cash himself. This is hugely illegal. There's litigation going on in the Delaware Chancery Court about this right now. Billions of dollars was stolen. And why this is incredible is Ihor Kolomoisky has a relationship with Mykola Zlochevsky, the quote-unquote front man for Burisma. In fact, in Ukraine, Zlochevsky's referred to as a mini-garch, and Ihor Kolomoisky is the oligarch. And so what this means is that if Kolomoisky was funding Burisma, and there's a Ukrainian report out there from the Anti-Corruption Center in 2012, way before we got involved and way before the American people knew about the Biden family in detail, they were connecting the dots about this. And so one question that only Congress can explore, because I don't have subpoenas, is what connection Ihor Kolomoisky had. Because if he funded Burisma, Owen, that means that American taxpayers would have funded Hunter's board seat in part, because here's the chain of money. American taxpayers to the IMF, the IMF to Privat Bank, the Privat Bank to Ihor Kolomoisky shell companies, which he beneficially owns. And some of that money would have then funded Burisma, because there's a lot of shells domiciled in the British Virgin Islands behind Burisma, i.e. Brocedi Investment Holdings Limited, and all of these other, basically, they're companies that exist on paper that have registered agents in foreign countries. And so Ihor Kolomoisky is very important, and this is going on today. And we touch on this in our dossier, that Joe banned him from the country in March of 2022, and we think that was to save face, because Ihor Kolomoisky never comes to the States anyways. He just has his proxies here. And so I think it's a way for Joe to say, hey, look, I'm willing to go after somebody who was tangentially connected to my son, ergo, I'm not corrupt. But it was really a toothless move. It was just posturing. And so I would urge all your listeners to go look at Ihor Kolomoisky and see what connection he has to Mykola Zlochevsky. Privat Bank is a cesspool of human excrement, that the bottom of which we haven't even found yet. And remember, Joey brought up Privat Bank on the leaked call between him and Poroshenko in December of 2016, right before DJT was installed.
Wow.
Joey was thinking about Privat Bank, and he told Poroshenko, hey, nationalize Privat Bank quickly, because if Trump starts looking around, he's going to see all the stuff that's gone on.
Wow, amazing stuff. Now, give out the convenient URLs for people to send and share and go to.
Thank you, Owen. Our Twitter feed, which we have been posting on a lot lately, is Marco Polo 501c3, denoting our nonprofit status. Our website's MarcoPoloUSA.org. Our Telegram, which I love the most, is just MarcoPoloUSA. I appreciate your time, and thank you for allowing me to come on.
Thank you, Garrett. We'll follow up with these stories.
Well, I just want to say about Diet Force
is
amazing. I'm 45, and I have bits. I go to the gym, and I have bits that won't move. And Diet Force has helped me move those bits. Like, under my pecs, my belly, I'm just taking Diet Force 2 tablets a day. Man, if you're, like, struggling to get, like, chip shape for the ladies, mate, Diet Force is the go. You have to get the Diet Force and have 2 a day and just keep active.
InfoWarsStore.com, X7 Diet Force.
InfoWarsStore.com, baby.
Now on sale. We're cutting that call into an ad. I can guarantee you that. Thanks so much for the call, Grant. God bless Australia. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere. InfoWarsStore.com, Diet Force. Get it now.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
You know, I'm trying not to be too reactionary to that last interview. It's just, I really feel good, not just because of the information that we were able to get out, and now I think probably a good relationship forming, but that you've made the right decision to tune in here, knowing that we have the integrity and more importantly, the desire to get things right. And I don't put my ego or my pride above the information shared here, because genuinely, I got in media to inform people, to empower people, because I believe that's the path to improving our great country or working to restore it to its once great state, which, I mean, even Democrats have to admit it's not the case. They sit here all day and act like, oh, it's so much better under our leadership, and then complain how racist America is and how devastated the economy is, and you know the old story. But man, you know, it's just amazing when people want to do good, when people have a genuine desire to do good, how even differences can be used to come together and do good. And so it's that simple. Hey, I misunderstood and misrepresented something on the air. They reached out and they said, hey, this is not right. Can you retract? I said, hey, I'll retract, but why don't you come on here and tell the story and correct the record for me? Ends up being a great interview, ends up being a great segment. It'll probably get a bunch of views on band.video. We'll probably write a story for InfoWars.com. And now the story will be even bigger. And when people have good intent in their heart, that's how this stuff should shake out. Never ask for a retraction, sue you for $1 trillion, and so much good could have been done, and instead it turns into something bad. But I digress from that. You made the right decision to tune in here. You made the right decision to trust InfoWars instead of the rest of the mainstream news media, and we've been proven right time and time again, not just with our news coverage, like we're going to get into again with Dr. Peter McCullough coming up here shortly, and the vaccines, but the integrity to get things right, and if we do make a mistake, to correct it and even go over and above to make sure people see that not only do we want to correct it, but we want you to know the truth. So I'm not going to harp on that anymore, but it really makes me feel good knowing that we are on the right side and that we are the good guys in the media. And it just, today is just another reminder of that. And so, you know, big ups to the crew, big ups to the audience. Glad Marco Polo guy came on, Garrett Ziegler, and shared with you his websites and stuff. And now this story is going to get even more attention. So it's funny. God works that way sometimes. And then it ends up we kind of have a little bit of a similar background. So putting that aside, ladies and gentlemen, it's important to keep InfoWars on the air. Now, I have the Bone Broth Plus in my pantry because I like to put it in my post-workout protein shakes. It does have 11 grams of protein in here. So in addition, if you really stack the protein in the shake, it's a nice additional thing. Plus, obviously, the bone broth and the bee pollen and the chaga mushroom and the goji berry, all organic, all natural, primal human nutrition. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus from InfoWarsStore.com. Some people like it in their coffee. Some people like to just mix it with milk and get the nutrients. I like to put it in a post-workout protein shake. Either way, though, it's going to be good for your health, and you're going to support the broadcast when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, been out of stock for years, Bone Broth Plus. Finally back in stock, and it's 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But for you, the listening audience, we have an exclusive offer. With coupon code FREEALEX, you can get Ultimate Bone Broth Plus 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off, an exclusive listener offer today. Coupon code FREEALEX at checkout gets you 40% off Ultimate Bone Broth Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. So great way to improve your health, great way to support the transmission, and I wanted to give the listening audience a little added benefit today with coupon code FREEALEX, 40% off Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. And guys, do me a favor, if you love Alex and you appreciate Alex like I do, support InfoWars today. If you don't want to buy a product, go make a donation, hit the donate tab, even if it's just $5, because I don't want Alex to come back stressing about finances. I want Alex to come back on air tomorrow and be focused to cover all of the big breaking news that he's done so well for decades. But I don't want him to sit here and stress because the funding went down, because he's been out of the office for the last couple days. So let's boost that funding. Let's get some nice numbers there at InfoWarsStore.com so Alex can come back happy, healthy, stress-free, come on air and be the classic Alex Jones that we love and appreciate so much. But like I said, if you don't want to buy a product, go right to that donate tab, donate $5, $10, whatever. We appreciate it, and it's your support there that will keep us on the air. Okay, now, I'm going to come back here and delve back into this issue with Obama and Biden and Ukraine. But kind of in this middle little 4 minutes here, let me just jump around and show you some of the other madness. In fact, let me do this, because this video is going viral, and I don't want to spend too much time on it, but there's a point here that I think needs to be made. And so there's a, I don't even want to classify where this guy stands politically. I mean, you could say socialist. I don't think he'd deny it, but I don't even really think there's anything consistent there. But he's gone on the Young Turks. He's made a bunch of controversial statements. Hassan Piker over the years. And so there's a video of a really popular YouTuber named Mr. Beast, who's become wildly successful, made millions of dollars, and he decided to purchase surgery, basically, for 1,000 people to have their blindness cured. So this guy, YouTuber, becomes massively famous, successful, and then pays for 1,000 people to have a surgery so that they can see again. That video goes viral. Hassan Piker, formerly of the Young Turks, I don't know if he still goes on there, but big Twitcher, maybe the number one even earner on Twitch. He makes millions of dollars on Twitch, but, you know, he's a good communist. And so here was his response to seeing the video of people getting cured of their blindness, and it's gone viral. Here it is.
You watch the video, you go, oh, how cute and how nice. I watch the video and I'm filled with rage.
What's like, wrong with you?
That we shut off access to a 10-minute procedure because we paywalled it and decided that like some people just simply can't get it. It is so insanely frustrating it's up to like one YouTube guy to like decide to make content out of it that people who are too poor can't just see. That's insane. Anyway, sorry. It's just like a deeply, deeply frustrating concept.
Now, let me explain something here. I understand where Hassan is coming from because I've been there before when I was, you know, younger. But I've had life experience and I've learned things now. That's why they say if you're not a liberal by the time you're 20, you don't have a heart. If you're not a conservative by the time you're 30, you don't have a brain. But I actually understand exactly where Hassan Piker is coming from. I think the overall message is received. However, the logic from Hassan Piker hasn't advanced to where it needs to be, because he's missing two points entirely. One, which is the obvious one, and I'm not giving Hassan Piker over this, I'm just pointing this out. Hassan, you make millions of dollars. Why don't you go buy 1,000 people blindness surgery? If you're so enraged because people can't get their blindness cured because they don't have the money, well, I know you have a lot of money. Your earnings on Twitch have been made public. You've shown off your beautiful car purchases online. So I know you've got plenty of money. Why don't you sell your Porsche and pay for somebody's blindness surgery? Okay, maybe then you won't be so enraged, but I don't see that happening. But that's fine. I'm not blaming Hassan Piker for being a capitalist personally. But see, that's what it comes down to. Why is Mr. Beast able to pay for 1,000 people to have their blindness cured? Because of capitalism. And so this is the big logical gap that people like Hassan Piker, who I think genuinely wishes people could get their blindness cured. Maybe he doesn't want to pay for it, but he wants someone else to pay for it. But guess who did? A guy who made millions of dollars in a free market capitalist society. So once again, it's capitalism and good people that win. The government will never be the answer to our problems, and it never should be. But look at what free market capitalists have done, like Mr. Beast, paying for people to see again. To me, that's a story of success of capitalism, not the failures.
Hey, what's up, Owen?
Hey, McBreen. What's going on, man?
I can see you.
Hey, really liked that work you did on the AI piece. I'm going to use that on the show today.
Right on. I worked hard on that. Yeah. I'm working on another project, so I'm going to be up late again tonight, and I was hoping you had some Brain Force Plus.
Oh, no.
No, nothing. Nothing. What about Brain Force Ultra?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks anyway.
Yeah. Good luck with that project, though.
Get your Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Why does the establishment spend so much time demonizing InfoWars, attacking myself and the crew and our other hosts? Because they know we're pro-human. They know we're telling the truth. They know we've got their number. They know everything we do is about empowering humanity. And God gave us through Mother Nature incredible compounds that will supercharge our body's stamina, libido, energy, and immune systems. And we came out many years ago with Real Red Pill Plus that has all the documented compounds like preglinone and so much more to supercharge your body and to give your body the key elements and the key ingredients it needs to function at a proper level. This is the answer to the New World Order's tyranny. This is Real Red Pill Plus, sold out for 2 years, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Red Pill Plus exclusively, InfoWarsStore.com. Introducing InfoWars super high-end supplement line at up to 50% off what these same formulas are sold for in stores. It's InfoWars MD, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new line of super quality CBD oils that are incredibly good for your entire body at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max Powerful Nootropic, Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Our turmeric formula is 95% curcuminoid, the strongest and best on the market. These formulas and more under the InfoWars MD banner are at InfoWarsStore.com. They are private labeled clones of the top brands in the country for up to 50% off what you're going to find them in stores and on other online stores. This is our new InfoWars MD incredible line. The good news is the Real Red Pill Plus, after over 2 years being sold out because the key ingredients were not available with supply chain breakdowns, is finally back in stock in the last month. The bad news is we did a limited run of it, and it's almost sold out. So we're in late January when I'm cutting this. Only 7 days left to get the Real Red Pill Plus with all the key ingredients like preglinone and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Whether you're old or young, black or white, it doesn't matter. You need to experience Real Red Pill Plus.
It's proprietary. It's amazing. I learned about it from a research scientist and a medical doctor who had a similar formula 5 years ago. We simply made it stronger, and we have great reviews from listeners. Get the Real Red Pill Plus for a limited time. It's about to end at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. You need to try the Real Red Pill Plus right now. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. The only way we fail is if you don't take action. Real Red Pill Plus, now available at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com for only a few more days.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I gotta tell you, my response to that video got a serious conversation going here in studio, and I don't want to spend too much time on it, but a couple of points being made by the crew, like, hey, you know, these people are getting government benefits to the tune of tens of thousands of dollars. Why wouldn't the government just pay for them to have the surgery? I think a fair point. And another point was, you know, the government will give you $15,000 to go buy an electric car. Why won't they give $15,000 to cure somebody's blindness and get them in the workforce? Well, because they're invested in green technologies. They're invested in stocks and companies that build and produce electric cars and their batteries. So that benefits them. They're basically giving money to themselves. But my overall point, which I think is even easier to solve this issue with, hey, if you want to give money to people to have surgeries to cure their blindness, we probably shouldn't be spending $150 billion in Ukraine. How many surgeries could we do to heal people's blindness with $150 billion for war in Ukraine? See, and it always comes back to that. I'm not a socialist. I don't like government funding anything. But if I'm going to sit here and listen to people complaining about the government not funding stuff here in America, well then, please, let's not spend $21 trillion on wars in the Middle East. Let's not go down that road again with this war in Ukraine, already $150 billion. Not to mention, but I guess this would be argued as humanitarian, but we know that's not where the money goes, the hundreds of billions of dollars that we spend on illegal immigrants that come in here and get stuff for free. Now, I digress on that, but I think there's a fair conversation here. And even though I think Hassan's logic in that video is immature and missing the overall point, ironically enough, him sitting there with $1 million and him sitting there actually mad at the victories of capitalism. But nonetheless, I think that the heart is in the right place, and I think it resonates with a lot of people. But I digress. Now, we got Peter McCullough coming up in the next segment, and I've got so much of this vaccine news, folks. I mean, it is two stacks of it today. We're going to be getting into all of it with Dr. Peter McCullough. Now, quickly, though, trying to finish up the situation with Obama and Biden in Ukraine. And it was a week or two ago where I came out and did a report on my research, realizing that Obama and Biden actually were not cooperative on the situation in Ukraine. And now more is coming out about that. Clandestine has done his own deep dive into this. Now that I have everyone's attention, allow me to address why U.S. establishment politicians are sending tanks, jets, weapons, equipment, and $100 billion plus to Ukraine. It has nothing to do with Ukraine citizens and everything to do with deep state assets and secrets in Ukraine. Let's go back to when and where it all began. 2005, Senator Obama and Senator Lugar visited former Soviet biological and chemical facilities in Ukraine established by the U.S. deep state roots in Ukraine to counter bioweapons. And by the way, he's got all the receipts shared in his tweet thread. When speaking of the labs in 2005, here's how they were described by Washington Post. The labs were part of a Cold War network of anti-plague stations that supplied highly lethal pathogens to Soviet bioweapons factories. So when Russia does anti-plague research, it's bioweapons. But what are they doing over there at Pfizer? Bioweapons. But when the U.S. does defensive gain of function / directed evolution research, it's not bioweapons. Seems that their tune has changed. And so it gets into all of this. It's a long thread. I'm not going to have the time. But basically, all of this stuff with Obama, and it does eventually tie into Biden and the biolabs in Ukraine, it was well known and mainstream media news as of 2005 when both the Republicans and the Democrats were trying to get involved in Ukraine. And it was, and it's been alleged with the dots connected by Lee Stranahan and other investigative reporters that this is how the deep state basically got Obama involved in Ukraine originally, which perhaps he may now regret or was never really in his best interest. But it was all mainstream news, Washington Post, everybody had it. Oh, but then in 2001 and 2022, when the situation in Ukraine started to develop and people started saying, hey, what about those bioweapons labs? What about the bioweapons labs on the Pentagon website that Obama and others knew about? All of a sudden, the mainstream news changed their tune and they said, there are no labs. The labs don't exist and they're not bioweapons labs. Even though they already reported on them years ago, already reported how they existed, and by their own definition were biolabs. But oh, now that there's, ooh, the corruption coming to the front in the war, now they don't want you to know about it. Clandestine follows it up. They can't formulate a counter to my thread that has now done over 3.5 million views in 16 hours. Their only counter is Obama picture photoshopped. They were published by Newsweek in 2005, who has since deleted the article. By the way, a very interesting Newsweek article we're going to be covering with Peter McCullough today. Stay tuned for that. But the Daily Mail story is still out. Senator Obama pushed to destroy massive arms, ammo caches in Ukraine. So it was a back and forth. I think Obama knew he was getting into something wrong. Plus, I think Obama understood that his friends and allies and his relationship or positive view of Iran was going to become an issue in Ukraine. And now that's becoming more of an issue by the way. So Obama already destroyed all this stuff that was in Ukraine, and now Biden is making us pay for more of it. But so, okay, what's happening in the geopolitical picture now with Ukraine? Suspected Israeli strikes on Iran, former Israeli ambassador on ramifications. I don't know if Israel has admitted this, but it's pretty much confirmed. Israeli fighter jets, Israeli bombs blew up what they're claiming were medical supply trucks that were going to Syria. And guys, there were some other tweets I had on this that I don't see on my desk now. I'll go through my stuff here. But basically, Israel is now acting as a U.S. proxy in this war. And that's why they are bombing supply trains going to Syria, or what may have ultimately been meant to go to Russia. Because Iran is, for lack of a better word, on Russia's side in this larger geopolitical conflict. And now more is being understood on this issue because of the BRICS setup. Here's what I was looking for. Israeli strikes on Iran. Former Israeli ambassador to Moscow on what the ramifications will be for Ukraine. And is the world on the eve of World War III? Suspected Israeli strikes on Iran could lead to a worse situation. So why is Israel bombing these supply chains in Iran? What does it have to do with the larger geopolitical issue? Well, here's the report from Richard Medhurst. Russia and Iran just connected all their banks. This is their middle finger to SWIFT. 52 Iranian banks under CPAM and 106 Russian banks under SPFS can now talk to each other. Weaponizing SWIFT and the U.S. dollar is speeding up the birth of a new system where sanctions don't work. So now, thanks to BRIC, and thanks to Saudi Arabia and Russia not doing oil deals in the U.S. dollar, this is the new geopolitical front forming against the corrupt Western sanctions.
Well, I just want to say about Diet Force
is amazing. I'm 45, and I have bits. I go to the gym, and I have bits that won't move. And Diet Force has helped me move those bits. Like, under my pecs, my belly, I'm just taking Diet Force 2 tablets a day. Man, if you're, like, struggling to get like Chip Shape for the ladies, mate, Diet Force is the go. You have to get the Diet Force and have two a day and just keep active.
InfoWarsStore.com, X7 Diet Force.
InfoWarsStore.com, baby.
Now on sale. We're cutting that call into an ad. I can guarantee you that. Thanks so much for the call, Grant. God bless Australia. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere. InfoWarsStore.com, Diet Force. Get it now.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there. And your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. InfoWars has made history. You have made history by supporting InfoWars. The globalists are being defeated on every front. And now is the time to not just sit on our laurels because we're winning battles. Let's win the war, the information war. There's nothing you can do more important than keeping InfoWars on air and the fight for liberty. I don't think anybody denies that fact. And I thank you for your past support. But I'm encouraging you now to get one of the very last coins in a 4-coin series, the Teddy Roosevelt Man of the Arena coin, exclusively at 1776coin.com. And you can get $30 off this historic pure silver coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. No more of these will be made. If you want the coin, it's exclusively available right now for limited time at 1776coin.com. $30 off when you use promo code 1776. Thank you for your support. Mark Twain, one of America's greatest writers and satirists and minds, famously said more than 150 years ago, rumors of his demise had been greatly exaggerated because the newspapers kept saying he died decades before he did die. And it's the same psyop today. InfoWars is more influential and more powerful than ever because of your support and because of the facts that what we've covered is coming true. But if they can convince you we've been shut down, if they can convince you that we're going away, and you stop supporting, you stop spreading the word, then they do win. Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one group of people that can shut down InfoWars, and that's you, the viewers and listeners. If you decide we're done, we're done. If you decide to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get supplements and books and films and t-shirts and so much more, we will stay on the air indefinitely. It is all in your hands. So thanks for your support. Stand up against the globalists. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and keep us on air. It's up to you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So, I got a little scatterbrained up against that last break, and I couldn't eloquently finish my point. And that's that clearly Israel is acting on the U.S.'s behalf right now, bombing Iran supply trains, and what I think is the tit-for-tat here is basically Israel blew up a Iranian drone factory because Iran was building drones with the U.S. technology that Obama gave them to supply the Russian army in their fight against Ukraine. So Israel went in, blew up that, and then they got the green light to go blow up a supply train that was going into Syria because the U.S. is still stealing oil out of there. I just kind of wanted to put that out because I'm a little scatterbrained up against the break in the last segment. Now, time to move on. And, of course, this is dealing with the larger geopolitical issue of the banks, the central banks, Israel's interest there, the West's interest there, and Russia, China, and others getting off of that system. Now, the subject material that I have with Dr. Peter McCullough is not short in seriousness or in just the amount of it that I have, but as we bring in Dr. Peter McCullough now, Doctor, let's start with the obvious situation here. Here's the scale of disaster we're dealing with the most recent Project Veritas Pfizer video. And to me, there's no debate. This is the scale. At the very least, at the very smallest end of the spectrum, it's Pfizer executives are liars. That is the worst case situation, or excuse me, that is the best case situation we have, is that top Pfizer executives are literally liars. That's his own word. The worst case scenario is that Pfizer is doing gain of function research right here in the United States of America. That's the scale here. That is the scale. Pfizer executives are liars is the best case scenario. Worst case scenario is they're doing gain of function research in the United States, which would be illegal. But doctor, let's get your response to the multiple viral videos from Project Veritas and then all of the fallout since.
I can tell you, I was shocked as a fellow graduate of UT Southwestern Medical School in Dallas. Dr. Jordan Tristan Lee Walker is a 2018 graduate of Southwestern Medical School, and then he went on to do at least partial rotating internship up in the Northeast, and he quickly dropped out of that and joined Pfizer in research and development. And what he disclosed in this Project Veritas sting operation was, I think, very important for people to understand. So Project Veritas, under the direction of James O'Keefe, had arranged, in a sense, a date. Now, apparently Walker is homosexual, so it was a male date, and they got into a relationship. And as this relationship developed, that Walker disclosed more and more. And I can tell you, Project Veritas almost certainly has a lot more video than what you see here. They, you know, there was a series of encounters. Walker discloses that in research meetings, Pfizer has devised plans to actually intentionally modify SARS-CoV-2, presumably to make it more infectious or potentially more injurious, and then have vaccines to match it. And the only way for that to ever become a commercial entity is for Pfizer to release the virus publicly. Now, they have labs all over the world, but indeed, if it's more infectious or if it's more lethal, it does meet the definition of gain of function research. The whole genetic code for SARS-CoV-2 is known. And this is enormously disturbing. This comes on the heels of Pfizer CEO, who's a veterinarian, by the way, Albert Bourla, being pursued in Davos by media personnel. And they were asking him about the vaccine. Now, in Pfizer's documents that are released publicly under court order, Pfizer knew about 1,223 deaths within 90 days of their vaccine. People called into Pfizer said their family members died after they took the Pfizer vaccine. The FDA wanted to block this for 55 years. It finally came out earlier in 2022. And what Bourla told the media was that he knew of no safety signals with his vaccine. No safety signals. This is a monstrous number of deaths. And I can tell you, 5, 10, 15, 50 deaths, Pfizer should have pulled it off the market. It was his responsibility. It goes all the way up to CEO. So you're right, Owen, that Pfizer executives, the best case scenario is they're lying. The worst case scenario is that they're either on the verge of, or in fact, they are committing domestic terrorism.
Now, you just brought something up about Albert Bourla, and I was kind of waiting on the wings to get into this story, and I'm not sure if you've done the deep dive into this yet, but not only are we learning more about Bourla and his background being a veterinarian, have you looked into, was his specialty gain of function research, or was his specialty looking into how viruses communicate with an animal. Do we know anything about that?
No, I don't know what his specialty was. You know, many times the CEOs are just figureheads for the company, but what we've learned is very disturbing. Borla should have come out immediately. As soon as it was known that these deaths were accruing, should have paused the vaccine, should have done a deep dive to figure out what was going on instead of letting these deaths accrue over the course of 2 years. I think Borla is going to hide behind the emergency use authorization. He's going to say, listen, it was EUA. I was asked by the governments to do this. I didn't have the ability to stop it. He may claim that he doesn't know about these safety signals, although the deaths are clearly recorded in the Pfizer documents.
Well, and plus, they can try to use the emergency authorization use as an excuse. That is, until we already have the leaked documents, they knew about the side effects. So correct me if I'm wrong, but knowingly putting a product to market, even with the EAU, if you have known side effects that you don't warn people about, that does that not relinquish that cover?
That's very important, because what you've just brought up is fraud. If Pfizer defrauded the public and the U.S. government on their vaccines, many legal scholars believe the liability shields should fall and that other charges can be brought against Pfizer. You know, Pfizer has been convicted of criminal activity in the past. This wouldn't be the first time for it.
No, they're the all-time record. They're the all-time home run hitter.
The company's integrity has to, or lack thereof, has to speak for itself. But these are disturbing developments. Everything we learned about this Project Veritas sting operation is greatly concerning. And I would anticipate more video, more revelations are going to come out on this. You know, there was a news piece that came out about Pfizer and their potential gain-of-function research going on in India. And in India is where was the birthplace of the Delta outbreak. And some have raised the issue, is could Pfizer have played a role in the origins of the Delta outbreak in India? If this needs to be pursued with great vigor at this point in time, I will be traveling to India within a few days, and hopefully we'll have meetings with the prime minister and other officials. And I anticipate this will come up in conversation.
Wow. This is huge breaking news. I don't know if you've stated this publicly, but this is huge breaking news to me. And then hearing you talk, the gears are just clicking in my head, because if I recall, India, which is, I believe, still the most populous country in the world, was at first having some vaccine hesitancy, and they were seeing the side effects, and they were drawing back saying, wait a second, maybe we don't want to mass introduce this vaccine. Oh, and then conveniently the Delta variant comes out and Pfizer has the variant vaccine in the most populous country that was vaccine skeptical. I wonder if there's something there. I'm Dr. Peter McCullough doing hero's work. As far as I can tell, breaking news, going to India to discuss this situation there. We'll be right back after this break. You won't believe what Project Veritas did today, though, in front of the Pfizer headquarters. We'll show you that on the other side.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized, because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding, and we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose. Punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now.
Cobra Commander here with an important message to humanity. I have decided that all of you will take a special injection so that you will be safe. But the injection is not ready yet. And so, I need all of you to stay indoors for the next 15 days to flatten the curve. I also need you to wear masks, and I also need you to only shop at mega corporations. That way we can consolidate control and bankrupt the world economy, leaving companies that only I own profitable. You will then be my slaves. Oh, and then you'll get that special shot of venom from Cobra. It will remove your immune system, so you'll be dependent on me for the rest of your miserable lives.
InfoWars is winning. InfoWars is reaching more people than ever. We were supposed to be off the air months and months and months ago. Mainstream media told you, but it's not true. They told you we were going to be shut down. They told you we owed $1.5 billion. None of that's true. It's all being appealed. They want you to think InfoWars is dead. But if you simply stand up and support InfoWars, we've got years and years of appeals, and we will not be taken off the air. But if they can convince you that we've been shut down, they're going to win. Don't let the globalist psyop you and your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible products, supplements, books, films, t-shirts, you name it, that fund the InfoWar and empower your life, and let the globalists know their psyop has not worked. Thanks for keeping us on air. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today, because the only people that can take us off the air is you, the viewers and listeners. The majority of you have not been psyoped, but some of you have. Do not let the globalists brainwash you. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and keep us on the air.
In the year 2000, Alex Jones's film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, showed the world how our so-called elite leaders practice mock ritual sacrifices in private. In 2007, Alex Jones releases Endgame, exposing the world elite's plans for covertly using biological weapons against all of mankind. And by the time they launched their attack in 2020, Alex Jones's InfoWars and our audience were there to warn the people of the deadly vaccines that we knew were coming. This is why they attack us. This is why we need your support. Because we tell the truth. Alex Jones was right. Join the resistance. Buy products. Donate to the cause. Share the links. Join us in the fight for freedom. And help us defeat the New World Order.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
It's so easy to blow up your problems. It's so easy to play up your breakdown. It's so easy to fly through a window.
Well, the boys at Project Veritas just continue to come through. They rented one of those LED screen trucks and parked it right in front of the Pfizer World headquarters. I believe that's in New York, with their video rolling and the image of their executive, who's literally just a liar, according to his own words, on the screen. Project Veritas, they should have not closets full of Pulitzer Prize awards, but probably entire warehouses full of them. Of course, they don't get the benefit because they're the good guys. And so those corrupt awards no longer get awarded to the good guys. Dr. Peter McCullough is with us now. And you, to me, you broke the big news that you're going to India. I think that that's a very big story, because I look at India's leadership as they care about the people of India. I don't believe our leaders care about us. That's why they keep lying to us about these vaccines. But I think that the Modi and the Indian leadership definitely care about the Indian people. And so what kind of hopes, or what do you expect is going to happen when you are speaking in India? And I think they have a genuine concern about these vaccine side effects.
On next Tuesday, February 7th, I'll be headlining a major meeting in a convention center arena in Delhi, India, and in attendance will be the entire Q5 network led by Ashutosh Panthes and in Indian physician leaders, Dr. Banerjee being one, probably the lead barrister in the entire country, Prashant Bhushan, who's actually taken cases to the Supreme Court of India regarding the lack of informed consent and transparency on vaccine data. You know, India has largely dropped the vaccines. They've had an array of them, including the killed vaccines, antigen-based vaccines, and, of course, the genetic vaccines. Overall, the population is relatively lightly vaccinated. And at this point in time, they are largely through the pandemic. It's a very dense country. And I had previously met the personal physician for Prime Minister Modi several years ago in his house. And so I have a relationship. We want to certainly have a fair discussion regarding vaccine safety and efficacy. And I think this issue about Pfizer, its laboratories, and any laboratory that's basically altering the genetic code for SARS-CoV-2, I think there needs to be an immediate global sweep of who's doing this, who is manipulating the genetic code of SARS-CoV-2, and we should have all the files and records. This is enormously dangerous, and if this has prolonged this pandemic misery for the world, people need to know about it.
It broke last night. Project Veritas shared the internal Google leaks that they had a, quote, urgent guidance to censor any and all forms of the most recent Project Veritas videos, specifically of Jordan Tristan Walker talking about the gain of function research, what he calls directed evolution, then the panic attack in the cafe saying, I'm literally just a liar. Now, you've dealt with censorship yourself. You've had a little bit of a look into that keyhole of how it goes down thanks to Twitter and Elon Musk and the Twitter files. We have now basically a gaping door window into how the censorship goes down. But the question here is obvious. Who told Google to censor these videos? Did it come from Pfizer? Did it come from the government? Your response, Dr. Peter McCullough, to YouTube, with an insider leaking these internal documents, with an urgent guidance to ban and censor and remove all forms of this Project Veritas video.
Yeah, it tells you some people inside YouTube are worried, and they have you know, their morals and ethics on the line, and they're leaking it out because they know something desperately is wrong inside YouTube. Who's giving the orders? The U.S. government through the FBI, the CDC? We know that Scott Gottlieb, a former FDA chairman, was basically giving directions to Twitter to specifically censor information on natural immunity in order to push more Pfizer vaccines, as he was a frequent contributor on CNBC. So we know that certainly it's not beneath anybody who's working for Pfizer to directly try to use their influence through social media. But at this point in time, I think we hopefully can rely on more YouTube whistleblowers. And if they are anonymous or if they want to turn state's witness, there needs to be an immediate widespread censorship probe here. This is in the open. YouTube has no position here to try to put a filter on this. You know, Tucker Carlson brought it out on primetime. It's been fully exposed here on InfoWars. People want to know.
Well, and thank God for Tucker Carlson. If it wasn't for him, it wouldn't even make cable news. I've been watching, and literally that would be the case. It's hard to believe, folks, but it's true. Now, you just brought something up that I was thinking as well, and I'm going to issue this to Jordan Tristan Walker one more time, because thanks to the insider whistleblowers at YouTube, Walker's window of opportunity to come out as a whistleblower has reopened. It was closing on him after the freak out and not coming out immediately and working with Pfizer to cover this thing up, obviously. I'm guessing they told him to just say you're a liar. Jordan, if you really think you can trust Pfizer in this situation, you clearly have not learned anything yet. But now, thanks to the whistleblower or the leaker at Google or YouTube, Walker, your window of opportunity has been reopened. Now you can be inspired by the YouTube leaker. And I believe the only path to redemption for this Pfizer executive that has really just shamed himself in more ways than one, his only path to redemption now is to come out as a whistleblower, tell us the truth about what was going on at Pfizer. Otherwise, I don't see any good outcomes for this individual. Do you agree?
No, I agree. His relatively short career, I think, is finished. He doesn't have a clinical pathway and likely would never get a residency now to finish. And he shouldn't have any type of pathway in pharmaceutical development at this point in time. I think his only option is to turn state's witness He's obviously a bright young man. He went to Yale and UT Southwestern. You know, he's well trained in medicine, but something's gone wrong. He was on the inside of things with Pfizer, and you know, and he did leak very important information. What goes on in these R&D meetings is really telling you what they're thinking about. And when he said that they were thinking about what's termed directed evolution, that actually to try to direct the evolution of the virus so they can get one step ahead of it with vaccines. And the specific comment was, the question was, well, wouldn't that be bad for the world? And he said, yes, it would, but it would be good for Pfizer. I think that told the world everything.
Well, and he also says, you can't tell anybody this, and we don't want anybody knowing this. So, I mean, obviously he knows what they're doing was at least morally and ethically wrong, but potentially even illegal. I don't know his, you know, how much he knows about the law. But, you know, here's the trend I see, and I think this is going to pick up steam, Dr. Peter McCullough. And I think last night's story of the YouTube insider leaking the urgent guidance memo for everybody to make sure that the Project Veritas videos are not seen on YouTube anymore. I think this is kind of the under or in development story. I think whistleblowers are going to be coming forth left and right. I expect whistleblowers, more whistleblowers from big tech, whether it's YouTube, Google, Facebook, what have you. I expect more whistleblowers, maybe even from Pfizer, because as you said, this cat is out of the bag. This genie is out of the bottle. And now if you've had any involvement in this, you better be making the realization that your life forward has two paths. Either come out on the side of good as a whistleblower, leaker, state witness, whatever, or you're going down on this hill of the biggest eugenics program and the biggest medical malpractice lawsuits that are incoming in world history. I mean, these are the two paths. I think people are going to realize that and start coming forward as whistleblowers.
I agree. You know, I did bring up this term. I think it's very important. If there was contemplation about an intentional release of a new strain, you know, that qualifies as domestic terrorism. It's at least conspiring to commit domestic terrorism. Would be an injured by a new biological threat, so Pfizer could answer with this with a new vaccine. This should go to the highest levels of investigation at this point in time.
And so I guess the question now is, I know you're about to be going to India and have a major discussion. What about interest at the U.S. level? Where is that at right now?
We know that the letters from Marco Rubio in the U.S. Senate within 24 hours went to Albert Bourla, another one from Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson. But we need to bump it up to a higher level. There needs to be special investigative committees named and have an immediate probe, on corporate corruption and malfeasance. I've already testified in the U.S. Senate on December 7th, 2022. It's in the Senate record. These vaccines should all be pulled off the market now while investigations are performed.
And obviously, you've got your first witness. You've got the first guy to subpoena and bring forward into hearings, and that is Walker. I mean, this stuff needs to be moving rapidly. We've got Dr. Peter McCullough with us. Do not go anywhere, folks. I still got huge news to cover with him, including an MSNBC host talking about her myocarditis. Oh.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, five, six, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars Life products have always been the highest quality, triple tested, and you've seen the rave reviews.
But doing deep research, we made contact with the top company in the United States, and it turned out they were supplying almost all the raw materials to the companies that we were already using. So we've gone directly to the source, and that means we can give you lower prices on the very same high-quality supplements, and in some cases, even better. Introducing InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com has 10 new products. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max, a nootropic, Angel's Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Just take the Superfood Greens. This is the highest quality greens out there, and it's at a price way, way lower than the same product on store shelves for up to twice the cost. Find InfoWars MD at InfoWars Store.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
MSNBC host Yasmin Vozeguin was off air for a couple weeks, and she returned to the air to announce why she was off air, and she announced it was because of myocarditis. Here is that live segment.
I know from my Twitter feed that many of you have wondered why I have been off the air for a little while. Well, I have been dealing with a little bit of a health scare. On December 20th, I began to feel chest pains, and they waxed and waned over a period of 10 days. I wasn't quite sure what to make of it, but as they continued to get worse, I started to think something was actually wrong. It was December 30th when I finally went to an urgent care and was told I had reflux. I didn't really buy it, but I was relieved it wasn't my heart. My body, though, was pretty certain not to believe the reflux. The next day, on December 30th, I woke up with severe pains both in my chest and in my left shoulder, and it was like a tightening in my chest when I took deep breaths. That got worse when I was laying flat. I knew enough at that moment to understand that it could mean, could is the key word here, that I was having a heart attack, especially because it was happening in the left part of my shoulder. I want to remind you, I run 7 miles 3 to 4 times a week, or I did. I do yoga. I don't eat meat. I don't smoke. I drink occasionally. Not right now, though, because my doctor tells me I can't. Aside from probably not getting enough sleep and working too much, I'm a pretty healthy person. But on that day, I was anything but. My husband drove me to the emergency room, and from there, the nightmare that has been my January began. I was diagnosed with pericarditis, inflammation of the lining of my heart, brought on by a virus, a literal common cold. I also had fluid around my heart that had to be drained or else it could hinder the beating of my heart. I was hospitalized for 4 nights and transferred from a local hospital to NYU Langone here in New York City. On January 4th, I was finally discharged after doctors drained the fluid around my heart, and I bounced out of the hospital. I couldn't get out of there fast enough with the hopes I was on the mend. But that was not the end. 3 days later, I was readmitted when I felt a flutter in my heart, like a butterfly. It was inside my chest. They determined I had developed myocarditis, inflammation of the actual heart now, the heart muscle. I remember being shepherded through the emergency room and wondering, is this it? It wasn't, thank God. Instead, I spent 5 more days in the hospital where they ran a battery of tests, adjusted my meds, and made sure nothing else was...
So... this is incredible, ladies and gentlemen. She's fully vaccinated, and I hear this a lot from vaccinated individuals that are healthy. Oh, I used to run. I used to ride bikes. I can't anymore. And they're calling it the common cold. So we've now heard it. Oh, you're eating eggs. That's why the heart problems are going up. Oh, now they have it. This is from the Sun. Urgent warning to gardeners as soil increases risk of killer heart disease. Oh, you're gardening. That's causing the heart disease. But Dr. Peter McCullough, what's your response to that segment?
Owen, you know, I'm a cardiologist. I saw patients all day long yesterday in the office with this condition, myopericarditis due to COVID-19 vaccination. What she had was a serious accumulation of fluid around the heart and a condition called pericardial tamponade, which has been reported after COVID-19 vaccination. You know, she was hospitalized multiple times, transferred from one hospital to another. This is serious. This is not something due to the common cold. So in this type of situation, the cautious place to be for her and the media is to make the connection that this is related to COVID-19 vaccination because she has a public health duty to warn others. What she's doing is she's abrogating that responsibility and then trying to blame it on a common cold or some other ideology. You know, this is in the backdrop of MSNBC is a prominent recipient of White House HHS COVID Community Core funding. They are listed as one of the media outlets that actually took federal dollars to push the vaccine. And what I would want to know in the talking points from HHS was MSNBC told to not mention the vaccine as a cause of complications. That's what I would want to know.
And just 20 seconds left to the break. Have you ever heard of heart problems being caused by a common cold before?
It's rare. You know, certain viral illnesses can do it. But I can tell you in the clear and present effects of COVID-19 vaccination, that is the cause of this problem.
We'll be right back with more from Dr. Peter McCullough.
Hey, what's up, Bone?
Hey, McBreen.
What's going on, man?
Hey, really liked that work you did on the AI piece. I'm going to use that on the show today.
Right on. I worked hard on that. Yeah. I'm working on another project, so I'm going to be up late again tonight, and I was hoping you had some Brain Force Plus.
Oh, no.
No, nothing. Nothing. What about Brain Force Ultra?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks anyway.
Yeah.
Good luck with that project, though.
Get your Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
And Dr. Peter McCullough is with us. And ladies and gentlemen, let's not forget about his great website, onlinehealthnow.com. And with all the newly found distrust and mistrust well-placed, if I may add, in the medical establishment, onlinehealthnow.com is a good resource for you. Access to uncensored content, schedule virtual appointments to speak with medical professionals and doctors, getting exclusive treatment packages, shopping online for doctor-approved supplements, and more. Onlinehealthnow.com, it's the good doctors that you can trust, and you can find them there with Dr. Peter McCullough. And so sadly, I guess this lady on MSNBC has either put her trust in the wrong doctors or she, or the, so I mean, how does this, how do you even view this situation coming to her having these heart problems, the top vaccine side effects? It's well documented at this point. We're seeing it everywhere. I got more stacks of news on it. But how do you think we've come to this point where she goes off air, fully vaccinated, has the main side effects we're seeing in the vaccinated individuals, but then is told it was caused by the common cold or a virus, and she goes on air and she does this? We know about the funding. We know about the propaganda. But, I mean, how does this even happen? How does she go from having the heart problems to the doctor's office, the hospital, back on air, to then say this is from the flu or this is from the cold? I mean, how do you even imagine or envision that going down?
It's either she knew or she should have known. The cases are mounting. Thousands of cases of myopericarditis in the United States now due after the vaccine. And in her case, you know, she had about a 4-inch needle that had to be put into her chest to drain the fluid out. Oh, and this was not a trivial thing. She was hospitalized twice. That's what we're finding with myopericarditis after COVID-19 vaccination. Multiple papers have shown this now, that the majority of cases are serious and they warrant hospitalization. So I want people to understand this very clearly. When there's chest symptoms that develop after COVID-19 vaccines, take it seriously. She did, and you see what happened, hospitalized multiple times. Remember, she said she was she said she was told it was esophageal reflux and she felt blown off. She was right. So my point is take it seriously. And MSNBC, the media anchors and others, they need to come out clean and start, you know, fulfilling their public health responsibility and implicating the vaccine as they should when these events happen.
I mean, if she would have not gone with what I'm assuming was her gut instinct to go back to the hospital saying this isn't reflux, if she doesn't go back after that, what kind of health problems might she be dealing with today?
Well, she could have had a cardiopulmonary arrest due to pericardial tamponade. And so I want people to understand this. When fluid builds up around the heart, it puts so much tension on the heart itself. It basically crushes the heart. It can't fill. And individuals can have cardiopulmonary arrests. We know in two autopsy studies, one from Schwab and one from Chavez, that 70 to 80% of deaths after vaccination are due to vaccine problems like myocarditis, blood clots, and fatal intracranial hemorrhages and strokes. So, you know, I wonder how many of these deaths occur after COVID-19 vaccination. In fact, may have been pericardial tamponade cases, and that could have happened to her. It's that serious. You could tell that by the look in her face. She understood it was serious, and she understood. She almost looked to me like she felt burned by this whole thing, and that's the look of someone who's not burned by a common cold. She looks burned and angry because she's taken a COVID-19 vaccine, and she's just not saying it on air.
Interesting. You know, that's an interesting read that you have there. And if that is the case, I think it's sad. And I guess, hey, look, she probably has a nice salary and a nice job she doesn't want to get rid of. And maybe that's why she doesn't want to make an issue of this. But I think should that be the case, as we mentioned earlier, I think it's going to give eventually. Eventually, not everybody's going to sell their souls out for money. Not everybody's going to be that desperate to stay on TV or whatever the case may be. And the next time or the next time or the next time, eventually somebody's going to come on air and say, you know what? I had a vaccine side effect. I was told to lie to you about it. It was covered up even in the hospital. And here's what I'm going to tell you now. And so I kind of expect that to happen. And just briefly, for people that are listening and maybe you've gotten the vaccine, you're worried about this, just reemphasize, if you have questions or you're feeling something weird in your chest, I mean, what do you suggest people do?
If people have significant chest symptoms, chest pain, effort, intolerance, they do need to see a doctor, preferably a cardiologist. I do a series of blood tests, EKG. In her case, the echocardiogram would have found fluid around the heart. And then the definitive test is cardiac MRI. And I anticipate when she came back the second time, she actually had a cardiac MRI, and it showed involvement not only the pericardium but the myocardium, and that would be diagnostic of COVID-19 vaccine-induced myocarditis. There's a paper by Bohmeyer and colleagues from Germany in cases like hers where they did biopsies, Owen, and they found the vaccine spike protein in the heart. So this is clear it's due to the vaccine.
You know, I was going to jump to another subject, but you just brought up the spike protein. And look, I'm not a doctor. I only understand this because I've talked to doctors like Peter McCullough, and I've heard other lectures from other frontline doctors and such, so I can understand this now. But we need to get Dr. Peter McCullough's response, where there's two major developments happening right now that the average layman that doesn't understand medical nuance is missing. And that's, one, the spike protein issue, which with Pfizer in this most recent video basically admits that they knew. The spike protein response that the mRNA vaccines is putting out is for a virus that's 2 to 3 years past its mutation. So they knew they were giving you a virus that was already expired, already defunct. It's like selling somebody a carton of expired milk. That's illegal. But in the Project Veritas videos, the executive, Walker, basically admits that they know what's going on. When he's talking about the directed evolution research, folks, you got to understand the nuanced medical speak here. That means that they know the vaccines they're selling you were already expired. They know that the vaccines they were selling you were for a virus that has already mutated 5, 6, 7 times, and that's why they were doing the research. I mean, talk about that bombshell that most people wouldn't understand.
That's an important observation, Owen, that in fact they know the original Wuhan Institute of Virology spike protein, the ancestral strain, has been long extinct for a couple years now. So Pfizer's recognizing this. Even their bivalent BA4, BA5 vaccines are already obsolete. BA4 and BA5 is less than 3% of strains by the CDC NowCast system, which is very accurate, we now have BQ and XBB as the common Omicron subvariants. So all vaccines that are being offered right now are completely obsolete. They have no theoretical chance of containing the virus. And as I've pointed out, they should all be removed from the market. There's no hope that they're going to work or have worked.
Folks, this is like the analogy would be if I walk into a Dallas Cowboys game in for the 2022 season or 2023 season, and I walk into the Dallas Cowboys stadium and there's a guy who's selling programs and the program is from the year 2000. And I walk up, or 2020, and I say, hey, I'd like a program. And he says, here's your program, and it's the 2020 season, and it has the 2020 team schedule and the 2020 team roster. But them telling you this is the new team. This is the program. No, this is a 2 years old program. They knew they were selling you a vaccine that was expired. Dr. Peter McCullough, I can't sell a supplement that's expired. They can't sell a vaccine that they know is expired.
They can't, and under no circumstances should people take this. You know, people should know that there is no hope that the vaccines can possibly do anything beneficial against the current strains of virus. And not only that, but, you know, a Harvard study by Clausen and colleagues have shown 94% of Americans have already been through respiratory COVID. Whether or not they've taken a vaccine, they've already been through respiratory COVID. And we know once somebody's COVID recovered, they have a negligible chance of any serious outcomes with another version. And in a paper by Chen and colleagues, New England Journal of Medicine, October of 2022, for those who had COVID through the Delta or Omicron outbreaks, there was zero chance of hospitalization and death among 59,000 prisoners, 17,000 staff. Owen, I can tell you, we are through the pandemic. Yeah. President Biden has scheduled the end of the emergency.
That's right. And I want to talk to you about that on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalist, and I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down, and I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more, or just make a straight donation, big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com, and that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action.
Everybody that's watching this needs to support Alex Jones, needs to support InfoWars and Band.video. You know, the Bible says, let another mouth praise you. I'm going to do that right now. Alex Jones has helped so many people in this industry. You guys have no idea how many people have got their first start, like Savannah Hernandez. How many people have just been put on a launch pad to outer space because of Alex Jones, including myself. I've been given so many opportunities because of this man and because of this platform. And I would probably not even be half of where I am right now if it weren't for Alex Jones. I mean, I've been able to be on podcasts with Alex and Joe Rogan and Timcast, the Super Timcast IRL. Listen, what I'm saying is do not take Alex Jones and Band.video for granted, because you don't know what you have until it's gone. We need to support free speech systems right now. So go check out the store. Go support their store. Go support InfoWars. Leave a donation right now. Don't wait until they're gone.
The good news is the Real Red Pill Plus, after over 2 years being sold out because the key ingredients were not available with supply chain breakdowns, is finally back in stock in the last month. The bad news is we need a limited run of it, and it's almost sold out. So we're in late January when I'm cutting this. Only 7 days left to get the Real Red Pill Plus with all the key ingredients like pregnenolone and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Whether you're old or young, black or white, it doesn't matter. You need to experience Real Red Pill Plus.
It's proprietary. It's amazing. I learned about it from a research scientist and a medical doctor who had a similar formula 5 years ago. We simply made it stronger, and we have great reviews from listeners. Get the Real Red Pill Plus for a limited time. It's about to end at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. You need to try the Real Red Pill Plus right now. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. The only way we fail is if you don't take action. Real Red Pill Plus, now available at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com for only a few more days. InfoWars has made history. You have made history by supporting InfoWars. The globalists are being defeated on every front. And now is the time to not just sit on our laurels because we're winning battles. Let's win the war, the information war. There's nothing you can do more important than keeping InfoWars on air in the fight for liberty. I don't think anybody denies that fact. And I thank you for your past support. But I'm encouraging you now to get one of the very last coins in a four-coin series, the Teddy Roosevelt Man of the Arena coin, exclusively at 1776coin.com. And you can get $30 off this historic pure silver coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. No more of these will be made. If you want the coin, it's exclusively available right now for a limited time at 1776coin.com. $30 off. Use promo code 1776. Thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Dr. Peter McCullough with us here on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer filling in for Alex. He will be back tomorrow, folks. Remember to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. If you don't want to buy a product, hit the donate tab so that when Alex gets back tomorrow, he's not stressing about finances. He can come right back on air and do a great job. Now, Dr. Peter McCullough mentioned this before we went to the break. Joe Biden to end COVID-19 emergency declarations on May 11th. Oh, on May 11th. The question here is obvious, Dr. McCullough. What is the science behind choosing the day May 11th? And is there any science behind it?
You know, there's two levels of emergency declarations. One is the presidential declaration of a national emergency, and then the Secretary of Health and Human Services declaration of a public health emergency. They should only be determined by doctors. And the most common state and local definition for SARS-CoV-2 was when we exceeded 15% of hospital capacity with COVID pneumonia patients. That would be considered a public health emergency. It means that we couldn't handle the other cases. That went away, Owen, in January of 2021. So the emergency declaration should have been dropped in January of 2021. And governments have had a habit of hanging on to emergency declarations as a means to hanging on to power. This has happened before with other declarations of emergencies. In 1976, we enacted the Public Health Emergencies Act in order to actually end emergencies. That was the whole purpose of the legislation, because the executive branch became power hungry. Now we hear that Biden wants to schedule this. We don't schedule or unschedule a health emergency. You can tell just by that action alone that the declaration of emergencies has basically been a manipulated power grab.
Yeah, and of course, once you give government the power, they very rarely, if ever, relinquish it. And with commies and American leftists, you give them a thimble of power, they'll find a way to abuse it and conquer you with it. We're learning that the hard way. Now, this is just the stack of news I have on my desk today. It's like this every day. Here's some individuals who, it appear, may have died from COVID vaccine side effects. They won't tell you. 23-year-old University of Arizona swimmer Ty Wells dies suddenly, heart problems. Pain in Spain, journalist Sandra Carmona died, age 42, heart problems. She was a big vaccine advocate and pusher, fully boosted. Shock as top-rate New Jersey athlete collapses during game. A Roselle Catholic basketball player, top-ranked in high school juniors class, collapsed on the court Sunday. He did not die. Thank God, still with us. But I mean, it's every day, Dr. McCullough. It's every day I have stacks of these news. Dies suddenly, heart problems, athletes, fit people, healthy people. I have friends, I have family telling me the same thing. When does this stop? When do we ask the question of what is going on here?
There's a public health obligation for the families in each and every case to come out and indicate if they've taken a vaccine or not. Lead cardiologist Dr. Asim Malhotra and myself have done a little mini documentary video on this. It's titled Until Proven Otherwise, meaning that a safe conservative regulatory stance is because the vaccines cause myocarditis and blood clots, and because the peer-reviewed literature says these conditions can be fatal, we should assume these cases are due to the COVID-19 vaccine as the cause of death until proven otherwise. On my podcast that just hit this week, today, on America Out Loud Talk Radio, McCullough Report, I feature a French analyst, Marc Giraudot, whose theory is that some individuals actually get a mainline injection of the lipid nanoparticles and RNA that go to the heart and other vital organs because there's no aspiration of the plunger to see if they're in a small capillary or venule in the deltoid. Another theory is that athletes take a bigger hit because they have a greater vasculature in their deltoid muscle, and so they get a more vigorous circulation of lipid nanoparticles to vital organs. It takes a lot to kill a 25-year-old man or woman who's an athlete. I can tell you this, it takes a lot. And I've been so impressed with how severe the myocarditis is, the electrical disturbances, the fatal arrhythmias and fatal blood clots. These vaccines are deadly and they should be taken off the market.
Now, the American media, cable news network, specifically mainstream media, has given the blackout, probably under orders or maybe feeling guilt for pushing this vaccine. They've blacked out the Project Veritas story and video, but yet China is covering it. It's all over the news in China. And based on your response, you may not be aware of that. Project Veritas did a screenshot here of all the different Chinese media outlets covering their video, playing the video. Now, obviously, India has interest in this. You know this firsthand. Now, China's a little more walled off to, we'll say, Western influence than perhaps India. But what do you make of Chinese media covering this, not just more than the American media? I mean, like a thousand times more.
Recall that China in 2021 quickly threw out Pfizer as a vaccine vendor in China. There's a Chinese menu of like 12 different vaccines in China. The majority of them are antigen-based vaccines. They feature the Sinovac, Coronavac, killed virus vaccine. But they threw Pfizer out early. And I'm not surprised now that they are revealing what looks like widespread Pfizer corruption and malfeasance.
Now, I don't know if you have seen this one yet either, and this is kind of just breaking today. I've got a whole video. Maybe we'll have time to air this later on the show. But George Webb and others have been doing research that has finally made it to James O'Keefe. Jordan Tristan Walker helped write the Boston Consulting Group white paper that recommended remdesivir only a few days after FDA emergency approval. For the full story of Rebecca, go to Mark Kulat's YouTube channel, Houstononic Live. And people told me I butchered that name. I apologize. I'm not doing it intentionally. I'm just not familiar with them. And now he's celebrating because O'Keefe is aware of it. 5 days of sleepless nights to get Walker BCG info to James O'Keefe. Finally, mission accomplished. I now realize gatekeepers were keeping this critical data from him. O'Keefe tweets out, Boston Consulting Group paper, Jordan Walker, Pfizer, director of our video, is one of the authors. Josh Keller is also an author, a managing partner at Boston Consulting. And it goes on. Do you think maybe there's more liability here with the Walker story? And do you think he might have been kind of used as a yes man, as a fall guy for this entire operation?
It's possible. You know, George Webb, very credible. He took the vaccine himself. He got myocarditis. The reporter you mentioned, he had basically vaccine-induced myocarditis himself. So he's clearly, wanting to seek the truth on this. Boston Consulting Group appears to be a key figure in trying to push various pandemic response measures that are lucrative, like remdesivir and like vaccines. We know a lot of the operations here are done through consultants. So I think Boston Consulting now is brought into this fold of being implicated. And you're right, Walker may have been, in a sense, kind of an operative pushed between these two as he was finding his way. He was obviously plucked out of his internship and became active in this space.
This has been an amazing interview with Dr. Peter McCullough. Dr. Peter McCullough, we thank you for your time. Aside from the great website you've made, onlinehealthnow.com, where can people follow you?
You can follow me at my website, my personal website, petermccullohmd.com. That'll take you all over the internet. Make sure you check out my podcast this week on America Out Loud Talk Radio, McCullough Report. Fascinating about systemic circulation of the vaccines.
Dr. Peter McCullough, thank you. Godspeed and God bless.
Well, I just want to say about Diet Force
is amazing. I'm 45 and I have bits. I go to the gym and I have bits that won't move. And Diet Force has helped me move those bits. Like under my pecs, my belly, I'm just taking Diet Force 2 tablets a day. Man, if you're like struggling to get like chip shape for the ladies, mate, Diet Force is the go. You have to get the Diet Force and have 2 a day and just keep active.
Infowarsstore.com, X7 Diet Force.
Infowarsstore.com, baby.
Now on sale. We're cutting that call into an ad. I can guarantee you that. Thank you so much for the call, Grant. God bless Australia. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere. Infowarsstore.com, Diet Force. Get it now.
The good news is the Real Red Pill Plus, after over 2 years being sold out because the key ingredients were not available with supply chain breakdowns, is finally back in stock in the last month. The bad news is we need a limited run of it, and it's almost sold out. So we're in late January when I'm cutting this. Only 7 days left to get the Real Red Pill Plus with all the key ingredients like pregnenolone and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Whether you're old or young, black or white, it doesn't matter. You need to experience Real Red Pill Plus. It's proprietary. It's amazing. I learned about it from a research scientist and a medical doctor who had a similar formula 5 years ago. We simply made it stronger, and we have great reviews from listeners. Get the Real Red Pill Plus for a limited time. It's about to end at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. You need to try the Real Red Pill Plus right now. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. The only way we fail is if we don't take action. Real Red Pill Plus, now available at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com for only a few more days.
Why does the establishment spend so much time demonizing InfoWars, attacking myself and the crew and our other host? Because they know we're pro-human. They know we're telling the truth. They know we've got their number. They know everything we do is about empowering humanity. And God gave us, through Mother Nature, incredible compounds that will supercharge our body's stamina, libido, energy, and immune systems. And we came out many years ago with Real Red Pill Plus that has all the documented compounds like pregnenolone and so much more to supercharge your body and to give your body the key elements and the key ingredients it needs to function at a proper level. This is the answer to the New World Order's tyranny. This is Real Red Pill Plus, sold out for 2 years, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Red Pill Plus exclusively, InfoWarsStore.com.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you.
found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
As always, an honor to be here with you, filling in for Alex on the Alex Jones Show. And ladies and gentlemen, Alex is scheduled to be back hosting tomorrow. So let's make sure when Alex gets back in the office tomorrow that he doesn't look at the numbers and say, boy, I really need to plug. I really need to bring some more money in here. I took a break and we took a hit. No, let's make it that Alex sits down and says, oh, we did okay. We're doing all right. All right. I can focus on the news. I can focus on getting in studio, going right on air. So get to InfoWarsStore.com, get one of the great products. Or if you don't want to get a product, hit the donation tab. And it's, of course, your support at InfoWarsStore.com that keeps us on the air. Now, remember, exclusive offer for the listening audience today. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But for you, the listener, with coupon code FREEALEX, you can get it 40% off. 40% off Ultimate Bone Broth Plus at InfoWarsStore.com with coupon code ALEX. All right, I've got stacks of other news here, and FREEALEX, I'm sorry, thank you, crew. Coupon code FREEALEX, 40% off at checkout on Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. Thank you, crew. Okay, I'm going to air the video of the Bolton Consulting Group report with the Jordan Tristan Walker involvement at 2 o'clock before Maria Z takes over. I've got stacks of other news here I want to just start to pile drive through like this. And this is the kind of stuff that motivates me to want to watch a movie or support an actor. Shazam star Zachary Levi, 42, is slammed online for tweets agreeing that COVID vaccine maker Pfizer is a danger to the world just 1 month before his new sequel is released. Now, I've not seen the original Shazam, but now I'm curious to go watch it with a Hollywood actor that doesn't hate my guts and hasn't sold his soul. So now I like Zachary Levi and I'm interested to watch his movies. But imagine disagreeing with that. Imagine thinking that's controversial. Pfizer, who settled the biggest medical malpractice lawsuits in U.S. history, and now Pfizer, whose executives, multiple undercover Project Veritas video has exposed what their shenanigans and corruption is really about with undercover videos. And imagine disagreeing thinking Pfizer is not a danger to the world. You are under Stockholm syndrome, or you are either a liar or brainwashed, if that's how you feel. But aside from that, this guy isn't allowed to speak his mind. If he would have come out and called vaccine skeptics racists and terrorists, then he would have been celebrated by the mainstream media. But because he tells the truth about Pfizer, he gets attacked. So don't be surprised if this is his last big Hollywood deal. So let's go support that movie. And make that pain even worse for them, trying to cancel him, even though he gets top-selling movies. Australian health authorities call for more COVID boosters, but the public says no. Australia and New Zealand suffered some of the worst pandemic mandate conditions of any country in the Western world, crossing the line into totalitarianism on a number of occasions. But now that their governments are continuing to promote the COVID vaccines, the citizens are increasingly saying, no, thank you. This is a sign of victory because I guess they really thought they could force 10 of these shots into your arm and kill you. And we won, folks. We won the info war. And you know what? That's a sad thing to say because I don't forget the people that have died in this phase. I have friends and family that are vaccine damaged and some have died. So I don't say this lightly or celebratory. I'm just saying that we've won the info war. People now know the vaccines are deadly and people are now willing to state it and die on this hill. And it's so obvious at this point that now even the most authoritarian countries like Australia and New Zealand pushing these vaccines onto their citizens, the citizens are now saying, no, thank you. We know what this is really about. This is a huge victory, folks. Truly. It truly is. And again, I can't even celebrate it because of all the people that have died in this process, but it is a sign we're winning. And so I really think they thought they could roll this out, put you in fear, stick 10 of these jabs in your arm, and blow your heart out, and it ain't working. So what are they going to do next to try to cover it up or to try to deceive you into taking one of these shots before? Here's an example of why, sadly. Grieving mom speaks out on the death of her 23-year-old daughter. Here it is in clip six.
We were pro-vaccine. We, you know, thought the people who wouldn't get the vaccine or thought COVID wasn't real were silly. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm just a normal person. And then one day my daughter drops dead and all of this, I wish I had been aware of this before. I wish I had have looked. I wish I had have researched. I just, every other minute I think, cause she was my best friend, you know? I think I'll just talk to Caitlin. She's not here. And I think there are so many, signs. My name's Raylene Kennedy. I'm the mum of Caitlin Gotts. Caitlin, it's her birthday today, 12th of February. She's 24 today. 12 weeks ago, 17th of November 2021, she dropped dead at work. The coroner has told us that she was perfect. There was absolutely no reason except that she had an enlarged heart, and they're doing histology for 6 months. The coroner has said, I need to be prepared for, at the end of that 6 months, for a determination of undetermined as her cause of death. I'm not prepared for a determination of undetermined. She died. There is a reason she died. How can they say in this day and age that they can't work out why she died? She had an enlarged heart. That was the only thing. She'd been sick since the day. Didn't ask for any chronological, any time frame, any events surrounding her death. Asked for nothing. All they've done is the Australian Vaccine Register. They've sealed her record, so I can't find her batch number or anything. I emailed them in.
Pretty heartbreaking stuff there. And again, I've had to be faced with this long enough, but others are starting to realize it. How cold, how evil, how diabolical, how separated from the human soul you have to be to promote a program like this that you know has killed hundreds of thousands of people from Australia to the United States and everywhere in between. You knew it was going to happen and you continue to promote it and push it and say it's safe and effective. It's really even hard to fathom how evil that is, how cold that is, how completely separated from the human soul you have to be to feel no remorse, to feel nothing, but to roll out a program that you know is going to kill potentially millions of people, if not more, worldwide, and do it with a straight face and say safe and effective. And you knew the whole time. And little boys and little girls, sons and daughters, grandparents, fathers, mothers, people losing their loved ones because of this COVID-19 vaccine that they told you was safe and effective and forced into your arm, manipulated you into getting it, and they feel no remorse at all. None. None. It's pretty hard to imagine, isn't it? Pretty hard to fathom. You really probably can't even put yourself into that state of being because you still have a soul. But that's what we're dealing with. That is the cold, diabolical, soulless nature of the globalists, of big pharma, of big tech, and all their friends in the mainstream media and the U.S. government and the federal government. This is what we're dealing with, folks. This is what we're up against. And this is why it's worth it, because humanity is worth it. And saving humanity from these diabolical eugenicists is the mission.
Hey, what's up, Bone?
Hey, McBreen.
What's going on, man?
Good to see you.
Hey, really liked that work you did on the AI piece. I'm going to use that on the show today.
Right on. I worked hard on that. Yeah. I'm working on another project, so I'm going to be up late again tonight, and I was hoping you had some Brain Force Plus.
Oh, no.
No, nothing. Nothing. What about Brain Force Ultra?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks anyway.
Yeah. Good luck with that project, though.
Get your Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everyone watching should realize that this is an information war, and it takes money to fund an information war. And everyone should decide to take the fight to the next level and to take the fight to the very tip of the spear and ensure we stay in the field in this war against the New World Order by visiting InfoWarsStore.com right now and taking action. I thank you for your past support, and I ask you now to count the cost and realize that only your commitment to keep InfoWars on the air will ensure our victory against the New World Order. They're coming for you and your family. They're coming for me. They're coming for the children. But to get to the children, they've got to get through us first. These monsters are all over television wanting to give these shots to newborn babies. They're already giving them to pregnant women. Miscarriages are off the chart. 80%+ increase in miscarriages in the first two trimesters after these poison shots. We can and will save the children, and they are counting on us. Let's do it together. And the fight starts at InfoWars.com. And the fight continues with your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. Now take action now.
The second American Revolution is happening right now against the New World Order. And the answer to their 1984 tyranny is the 1776 mindset. And InfoWars embodies that fight for human liberty against globalist tyranny. Now, in the last year, we've done a very successful fundraiser of silver coins. When you buy the coin, you know that you are supporting the transmission, and you get a historical memento so you can remember the great contribution you made to freedom. Now, despite the fact that the coins are selling out, the last of the four coin series, Teddy Roosevelt Man the Arena, we're offering it for $30 off right now while supplies last at 1776coin.com. And just like an NPR pledge drive where they mark up a coffee cup or a t-shirt or a DVD 300%, that's what we've done with this because it's a fundraiser. But despite that, we're offering $30 off exclusively at 1776 on what coins remain. Please go to 1776coin.com right now. InfoWars' secret weapon is finally here. It's a secret weapon for your immune system, for your stamina, for your energy, for your way of life, for your libido. And it also keeps InfoWars on the air. And I almost forgot, you save at least 50% on these products for what you'd pay for similar products or the exact same products in stores around the country. That's because we go right to the highest quality manufacturer in the nation that supplies some of the top names. They then give us the best deal out there because the owner's a listener, and we're able to bring it to you with massive discounts. You're not going to find 1,000 milligram high quality CBD for anywhere near the price we sell it. You're not going to find it the 10 milligram or the 20 milligram. You're not going to find turmeric at 95% curcuminoid at the price we're selling it. You're not going to find any of this anywhere near that. These similar formulas with the same formulas sell for up to 200% more than we're selling these. InfoWars MD, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, a true 360 win.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let me do a news blitz here before guest host Maria Z takes over and we hear about this situation of Jordan Tristan Walker helping write the Boston Consulting Group white paper that recommended remdesivir, which we know how devastating that was. Quickly, though, let's do a news blitz. Cleburne County, Arkansas rejects voting machines, will move to paper ballots. Now, I didn't go into the political data here to figure out much about Cleburne, and I don't want to spend too much time on it now, but I'll go ahead and just make a blind bet right now that a Democrat ain't winning anything in Cleburne County, Arkansas for a long time. Just gonna make a safe, probably ill-informed bet there, but you know, paper ballots, hand counting, doesn't bode well for Democrats. And you notice it's not Democrats that do it, so I'm confident that's probably not a Democrat district. But, hey, could be wrong. Prove me wrong. Exclusive interview with Mike Lindell. You're playing a football game on a rigged field. Mike Lindell discusses election integrity after RNC chairman election of Ron McDaniel says he will be on Jimmy Kimmel Live Tuesday. Is Mike Lindell going to be on Jimmy Kimmel tonight? That should be interesting. Looking forward to that. Now, this situation with Tyre Nichols continues to get weirder. Memphis Fire Department fires three emergency responders for failing to provide adequate medical care to Tyre Nichols, and a sixth police officer has been relieved of his duty as well. So we're up to nine people, by my count, that have been relieved of duty because of this. Now, just because people are sending me this stuff, I want to address something, and I'm not going to give it too much fire right now. I'm not going to give it too much gasoline, simply because I'm not convinced of any of it. I haven't seen enough credible evidence. But there are, of course, the conspiracy theories and the rumors out there about some other stuff that was happening behind the scenes that really led to that situation with Tyre Nichols. And, you know, it's so unexplainable and it's so inhumane, you almost can't even believe that this is just an organic situation that popped up, that there maybe wasn't something else going on. But I haven't seen enough stuff that is credible for me to jump to any conclusions or to report on any of that. But since people are sending it to me, I thought I'd at least throw that out there. But again, the obvious response here is, the situation that we saw in the Tyre Nichols video is 1,000 times worse than we saw in the George Floyd video, but the response to the George Floyd video was 1,000 times worse than what we saw from the Tyre Nichols video. You go figure that one out. Oh, here we go. They love Christianity, not. Jesus could have been transgender, claims Cambridge Dean. These people, you're just disgusting freaks. Jesus could have been transgender. Okay. Okay. Libtard's gonna libtard. But they really just hate Christianity, and really they just hate religion because it doesn't force you to go into a higher moral state or a higher moral consciousness. But that's the idea behind it. That's the practice behind it. And that's how you raise your children in religions, whether it's Christianity or whether it's you're Jewish or Muslim or anything else. You want to, it has values, ethics, morals, and you're supposed to raise your family like that. That's why the left degenerates hate it. That's why the trannies and the sex perverts and the pedophiles and the militant LGBTQ army hate it, because they don't like moral standards. They don't like people having moral standards in comparison to them. They want the moral high ground, even though they're the degenerates. Whoopi Goldberg, she's not very smart. And she said one of the dumbest things she's ever said, maybe, and that's saying a lot. After five black cops fatally beat black man, Whoopi Goldberg says, quote, "Do we need to see white people also get beaten up before anybody will do anything?" Maybe that's what Whoopi would like to see, even though that happens all the time. In fact, it's become a viral phenomenon, people sharing police brutality videos of white people getting killed by police that never make the mainstream media because they have the wrong skin color. So it already is happening, Whoopi. In fact, more white people are killed by police than black people every year. You just don't cover it, and you don't even care to look into it either. You just only want to spout off your ill-informed, ignorant opinions and your propaganda. But I would just say this then, because we can all play this game. How many black babies have to get aborted before we will do anything? Oh, I see. So the black guy that gets beaten up and killed by police is enough for Whoopi Goldberg to make a blatantly racist statement. But when tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of black babies are aborted, killed in this country every year, Whoopi Goldberg says nothing. She loves it, actually. She's a big fan of killing black babies. So how many black babies have to die, Whoopi Goldberg, before you will do anything about abortion, I would ask. Millionaire Bernie Sanders charging $95 a ticket for an event where he tells you why capitalism is bad. I just have a good laugh at that one. We all laugh at that. Liberal's gonna liberal. Here's another good liberal Democrat who's a fraud, Steph Curry. The Biden-supporting Democrat writes letter opposing low-income housing development next to his mansion. Oh, good liberal Democrat Steph Curry doesn't want the lonely peons and the peasants and the serfs outside of his house. He's not for that. Oh, poor little Steph. Poor little Steph Curry. Oh, must be tough. Poor him. And now he's asking the government now to build him a wall so that he doesn't have to see the peasants too. That's nice. That's good. Now this is just wild stuff. Talk about being ungrateful. So there's a video of a Tunisian group who goes to underdeveloped parts of Africa and brings them some semblance of an infrastructure so they can get water. And of course, leave it to liberals to complain. Now, here's the amazing thing about this video. If you look in the background, guys, just give me the B-roll here of clip three. If you look at the background here, you'll see that the adults who are seeing this young black child, get water, get his face washed and get water out of the hands. And you see, look at their smiles, guys. Look at how happy they are. This is amazing. We got water infrastructure. Look. The child is getting water. We're cleaning him. This is so great for our kids and our community. It's such a great thing. And leave it to white liberals to complain. Oh, it's the white savior. Oh, it's the white savior. Look at him making the kid drink from his hands. This is literally what they're complaining about. It's all over the internet. Here's one. Why is it that white people are incapable of helping Africa without humiliating us or taking away our dignity in the process? Okay, so I guess by your logic, we should just leave these young African children out in the desert to starve and go thirsty. By your logic. You don't like the Tunisian people trying to help underdeveloped parts of Africa, huh? You're sick people, you know that? You are really sick, disgusting people. Look at the smiles in that video. You think they're mad because this guy's white? You think they're mad because this guy's trying to get water to a thirsty child with his hands? You think they're mad about that? No, look at the smiles on their face. You leftists and your racism, you are sick, disturbed freaks. You really are. NAACP considering lawsuit over Florida's ban of African American studies class that contained CRT and section on queer theory. Yeah, they're mad because they can't promote more black supremacy. And that's really what it's all about. That's really what it all is all about. They are black supremacists. And by the way, I don't give a damn. Be a black supremacist. Doesn't bother me at all. I see all the videos. I see all your black supremacy videos. I see the new narrative about the NFL with two black quarterbacks. And the whole narrative is, this is the end of the white quarterback era. Black quarterbacks are better. Whatever, fine. I just like watching football. I don't care what color the skin is of the players. But this is what it really is. I can do a whole show playing all these videos. There's a video going viral right now of a Black Panther group, it appears, saying they need to go kill white people. Do I play that on the air? I don't care. Be a black supremacist. Believe in black supremacy. Doesn't bother me at all. I don't give a damn. I live my life just fine in the skin I'm in this divine creation of God. But what are they really mad about? They're mad because they got caught lying about sneaking critical race theory into the schools illegally. And now they're doing this stunt where leftists are going into the school libraries where they've banned history. It's just a total lie. And they've taken every book out of the library. And they said, this is what Ron DeSantis did. Total propaganda, total lies. It's all for a photo op. Just understand that when you see it. Babies born alive after abortion can be left to die under New York law legalizing abortions up to birth. These are sick people, but they tell you how they really feel. Like Gretchen Whitmer, this is another sick woman. Gretchen Whitmer defends abortion. Killing babies for profit is good economics. Now you understand how the World Economic Forum thinks. Now you understand how the UN thinks and the World Health Organization thinks and Bill Gates thinks and the Democrats thinks and the leftists think. Less humans is good for the economy. That's why they put that Pfizer vaccine into your vein and blew your heart out, baby. That's why they love abortion so much.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart.
but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there. And your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Look, it's not hype when you've delivered. And InfoWars has been the tip of the spear against tyranny. And when it comes to the products we sell to fund our operation, they're just like our news and information. They are powerful and they change the world. The Real Red Pill Plus is one of our top sellers, but for over 2 years, it's been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns. It's finally back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the limited time we have, I can't get into all the ingredients that are in it. But this sucker is amazing. Look for yourself at how loaded each bottle is, ladies and gentlemen. Every one of these will supercharge your day and everything you do. Just look into the preglinone that we've got that's in this product. Get your Real Red Pill Plus, a proprietary product nobody else has, exclusively back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is as close as the Matrix Red Pill as you're going to get. Red Pill Plus, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, the great Maria Z is about to take over. Quickly, though, I've been teasing this video, and so I want to play it now. Jordan Tristan Walker helped write the Boston Consulting Group white paper that recommended remdesivir only a few days after FDA emergency approval. For the full story of Rebecca, go to Mark Kulak's YouTube channel, Housatonic Live. Again, I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing the name or the name of the show. I'm just not familiar with it, but that's what George Webb is reporting. And without further ado, here's the video of them talking about it, what I've been teasing, and then Maria Z takes over.
I take back myself. So now they said, no, she can't wear her pajamas. She has to put on, you know, ICU clothes, gong, you know, Pampers. And Daniel did not like that.
What was their justification for having to use a bedpan? If you don't mind my asking. I mean, it's not like she had a broken leg.
Nope, there was no justification. But apparently the remdesivir was filling up the lungs with fluid. So they had to keep her on high flow oxygen. This is what I'm finding out after the fact.
So you found out after the fact that
one of the side effects, it causes the lungs to fill up with fluid. The very drug that's supposed to help the lungs drain the fluid, they didn't give her that. They give her the one that fills up with fluid.
Because it attacks the kidneys, and the kidneys can no longer get rid of the fluid. That's the first thing. It's not a side effect of remdesivir. It's the effect of using remdesivir is that it shuts down your kidneys, so it can't pump out the fluid anymore, so it will build up in the lungs. And they know this, so that's why they do it. And then they can say, you know, now we have to vent you because you have too much fluid and you're not breathing correct.
So now on Tuesday, Dr. Ramanu said to me, oh, I think we're going to need to put on a vent. And I'm like, no, you're not doing that. I said, no, you're not doing that, no.
Tuesday. This is Tuesday now.
This is Tuesday now. Yeah, he got me into the ICU on Monday. So on Tuesday now, he's telling me Daniel needs to go on the ventilator to help her to breathe. And it would only be for a short time.
This is a Dr. Ramanu?
Ramanu. Farid or something, Ramanu. And I've been sick because this is 4 nights. I'm not sleeping, 5 nights.
Were they asking you to leave?
No, they knew I had to, but they keep telling me, oh, you know, you're so lucky. Nobody else gets to be here with their loved ones. Nobody gets to be here. You are so lucky.
Oftentimes, all of family is one way or another encouraged to leave, making the victim or patient more vulnerable.
Yeah, well, that's what they did to me. On Wednesday morning, she didn't sleep at all Tuesday night, and I was getting really sick. So I asked the nurse, Ivan, that's the nurse, I said, could I please go home, shower, and come back? And he says, yes, you could do that. I'm like, okay, so now she's asleep. It's like 6 a.m. I said, okay, I'll sneak out, I'll shower, get some food, get some clothes, and come back in. So I left, I called my husband, he picked me up. An hour later, they called and they said, no, was about 8 o'clock. They called me and they said, I cannot come back to the hospital unless I have a COVID negative test. So they lied to me.
And this was obviously that was not known when you left. That
no,
you,
I would
you
have
may
never
not be able to reenter.
Child. No, I would have never left my child. I would have. I just wanted to shower. It's 5 days. I just wanted to shower just to help myself with, you know, everything.
She was really sick though, because I was talking to her on the phone. She was really bad. I started now getting concerned for my wife. So I was kind of like begging her, you've got to come home. You've got to get out of there. We have to take care of you. And then I was getting sick, not as bad as she was, or I don't know, maybe it was similar.
Yeah. So my only intention was just go home, take a hot shower, get some more medicine, mm-hmm. and come back to the hospital. And when they told me that, my heart just sunk. I didn't know what to do at that point, because not only did they tell me I couldn't come back, they said if I came on the property, I would be removed.
Your police would remove
yeah.
you.
This is morning. Wednesday. This is Wednesday
this
morning.
Is, this, okay, so Wednesday morning is...
The good news is the Real Red Pill Plus, after over 2 years being sold out because the key ingredients were not available with supply chain breakdowns, is finally back in stock in the last month. The bad news is we did a limited run of it, and it's almost sold out. So we're in late January when I'm cutting this. Only 7 days left to get the Real Red Pill Plus with all the key ingredients like pregnenolone and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Whether you're old or young, black or white, it doesn't matter. You need to experience Real Red Pill Plus. It's proprietary. It's amazing. I learned about it from a research scientist and a medical doctor who had a similar formula 5 years ago. We simply made it stronger, and we have great reviews from listeners. Get the Real Red Pill Plus for a limited time. It's about to end at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. You need to try the Real Red Pill Plus right now. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. The only way we fail is if you don't take action. Real Red Pill Plus, now available at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com for only a few more days.
Thank you to Owen Schroyer and the amazing team at the InfoWars HQ. I am your guest host, Maria Z. I am reporting to you from the testing ground of the New World Order in Australia. And let me tell you something. There are very, very few government officials that represent the people left in the world. You could probably count them on one hand. In Australia, we've been extremely fortunate to have three that have been extremely vocal the entire time. Of course, there are others, but these three are standouts. And one of those is Senator Malcolm Roberts. He's been speaking out against the United Nations, against the global corporate takeover for years. And he joins us now. And I really, really want any government officials in the United States or anywhere in the world to pay attention, because this is what someone that serves the people behaves like. This is what someone who understands that they are actually serving the public, not themselves, not the globalist puppet masters, the people actually behaves like. He's been very outspoken, and hopefully the team have him online now. Senator Malcolm Roberts, it's wonderful to see you.
Same here, Maria. It's wonderful indeed. And congratulations on the work you're doing. It really is amazing.
Thank you, Senator Malcolm. I really, really appreciate that. Now, Senator Roberts, we have so much to talk about today. I want to really, you know, Owen just played a video of a mother that suffered the loss of her child due to hospital protocols with COVID-19. You know, we've got the Pfizer expose that's just come out. And just yesterday on 2GB, Ben Fordham spoke about the Pfizer expose, which is huge news in Australia. It's made the mainstream. And, you know, of course, today we've got articles talking about how, you know, Project Veritas in the past has, you know, been fact checked to be incorrect and all of this. But the fact remains that we have a Pfizer employee on camera admitting that they're doing what they call directed evolution. We're trusting that you're going to speak up honestly about this, Senator Roberts. I'll give you the floor.
Well, thank you very much, Maria. It's really important to understand one thing up front. This has never been about health, never been about health. And that's why it's been so grossly and incompetently mismanaged. It has always been about control of the people. That's what we're talking about. The second thing it's been about, it's been about money transfer, wealth transfer from the people of Australia, people around the world, to big pharma, Pfizer included. That's what it's been about. And it's been about testing procedures to get control over people. We've seen many of those. We've seen the what some people call the vaccine passports. I call them digital prisons because that's what they're really doing. They're saying you cannot go into society unless you do these things that the government dictates. Now what we've got, I just saw it yesterday or the day before, is government preparing legislation to give the Australian Communication and Media Authority the power to regulate on disinformation and misinformation. We all know that the major disinformers and misinformers were government agencies, APRA, TGA, Chief Medical Officer, Department of Health, ATAGI. These people, just like their counterparts in the United States, are the ones who promoted disinformation and misinformation. What we're seeing here is an example of control, because what they want to do, Maria, with this disinformation and misinformation regulation is shut down, not big tech, but shut down you and me and every citizen in this country from telling the truth. You know, and we've just seen so many heinous things. This is not unusual. This has not been started in the last 3 years. This has been built up in a very integrated way. This has been locked in place in an integrated way through many departments for about 2 decades. They've been preparing for this. And there's nothing new in that, because Maurice Strong is the granddaddy of, or was, he died in 2015. He was the granddaddy. He was the fabricator of the claims that global warming exists. It doesn't. And that it's due to human production of carbon dioxide. He fabricated that. He's a crook. He died after returning from exile in China, where he went because American law enforcement authorities were after him. He did some crimes in Western United States. He was wanted for UN Food for Oil program scandal and other scandals within the UN. He concocted the Chicago Climate Exchange, which was to trade carbon dioxide credits. The man sought to make billions from carbon dioxide credits, along with his mates Al Gore. He had two aims in his life. One was to create an unelected socialist global governance, which we're seeing parts of through the World Economic Forum and UN Alliance pushing the same agenda. They formed an alliance in 2018. They're working together. They've always been working for the globalist predators. And the second aim was to deindustrialize Western society, deindustrialize Western civilization. I mean, this man was inhuman, but highly, highly capable, very intelligent, and extremely good networker. That's illustrative of what the UN does. And it illustrates what we're doing in our countries around the West. We are building policies based upon crooks and lies. Crooks are driving our policy in our country, including the policies on COVID and health. And now we want the United Nations World Health Organization to come up with a treaty. Well, we don't want it, but that's what they want. They want a treaty, yes, to regulate every single person in every single country. We lose our sovereignty, lose our governance, and hand it over to the crooked, corrupt, incompetent, dishonest, vile, inhuman United Nations.
Well, we have reported, I mean, I've had James Roguski on the Alex Jones Show with me previously talking about the International Health Regulations Amendments. I want to, maybe we'll start on that before we go to break, coming up soon. But the International Health Regulations are a little bit different to the Pandemic Treaty. The Pandemic Treaty is one where government officials would have to vote. The amendments to the International Health Regulations are being negotiated without without consulting someone like you, who's a senator, an Australian senator, and the same would be for any other government representatives anywhere else in the world. You don't have a say, so how do the people have a say?
Exactly, and what's worse, it failed 12 months ago, around about 12 months ago in 2022, The World Health Organization lost the votes of the African nations. Now, as we know, African nations are fairly small. Some of them are large in population, but they're many in number. And so they have votes across the African continent, whereas the United States, for example, has only one vote. Australia has only one vote. What they did was the Africans said, we've had enough of the way you treat us in Africa with some of your drugs. You've killed thousands of Africans. So the Africans voted against it. Now what they're doing is talking about bribing the Africans by giving them money, giving them free drugs, as if that's an incentive. But what we need to do is to make sure, and that's how they want to get these latest regulations through, by bribing the Africans to get that African vote. Maria, they destroyed our health system. The United Nations said at the start of the COVID virus outbreak, it's not a pandemic, it's an outbreak, that that it was not transferable from humans to humans. That was a lie. Then they told us it was under control in China. That was a lie. Then they told us it was severe. That was a lie. It is not severe other than to people with comorbidities. But they have destroyed our health system. They've done the exact opposite of what we need for creating healthy population. They have caused obesity. They have caused deficiencies of vitamin D. They've caused mental health problems. They've caused removal of a proven, safe, effective, affordable, accessible treatment, ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Never before in Australia's history have we had a proven, safe, effective drug taken away from people, and people in this state of Queensland threatened with jail if they prescribe hydroxychloroquine. This is inhuman. And then they have forced a shot on people that has proven to be toxic. It has never been safe, never been effective. They've destroyed our health system and people's basic health through lockdowns and through now injecting people under coercion. I mean, how inhuman is it when people are given a choice? Either get an injection and feed your child, or your child starves because you lose your job. That's terrible. And now they want to give these same people control over our health, over our individual health, and give them the opportunity to give mandates over us? Come on. But you're right.
It's going to be more than mandates. They're not consulting the people. But the last time passports, was the test travel. Run. The correct. Passports, travel, and we'll get into that on the other side of the break, which we're going to in a moment. But the last test run of how far they can push their control is just a baby step of what they actually want to achieve. And let me just say to the US audience, do you see how rare it is having a representative in the government like Senator Roberts is here with us right now that is so upfront about this, so honest? I watch American TV, I watch American news, and you don't have that representatives that are this honest. We'll be back with Senator Roberts right after this break.
They want the planet for themselves, my friends. If we're so stupid, we let them kill us. We deserve it. Except the children don't deserve it, do they? And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And he that sat on the horse was named Death. Another translation is, I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him. The book of Revelation. Very serious times to be alive, folks. They're not just doing this as a one-off. This is the beginning of the rest of our lives. This is our fight, and I'm proud of humanity. The globalists even admit it's leaked. They're very upset that they're losing and that this hasn't gone the way they thought it would.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, Our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars MD is finally here. It's the very same high-quality products you've been getting through InfoWars Life, but an expanded catalog, and in some cases, the prices are lower because we're going directly to the source that was supplying the supplement companies that we were buying our high-quality products from. So we're able to lower prices and bring you more products via the InfoWars MD line. The highest quality, triple-tested. Many of these products are sold on store shelves for more than twice the cost. You'll get them at InfoWarsStore.com under our exclusive label. We are bringing you the highest quality supplements directly from the factory right here in the USA to your door. It'll make your life healthy, better, boost your immune system, and it keeps InfoWars Store on the air. So again, introducing InfoWars MD, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com with massive, massive savings.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We're here in a historic moment. An Australian senator is joining us to tell the people the truth about the globalist agenda that he has been so courageous in fighting. Senator Malcolm Roberts, I want leaders all over the world, for everyone who's watching, all the info warriors out there, send this to your elected or unelected officials and demand that they speak this openly about the agenda. Demand that they give you the honesty that we're getting right now from Senator Roberts. Before the break, we were talking about the possibilities of the IHR amendments and what it would actually spell, what measures it would actually spell. Senator Roberts, please talk us through that worst case scenario so that other people can listen to your example and start fighting back against this.
Well, the United Nations worst case would define what is a threat in a health system to Australians and then put in measures to manage that or to control that. And they're all about control of individuals. But, you know, Maria, the details haven't been resolved on that, but we're very encouraged by a couple of things that have happened in this country. First of all, the previous government, the Liberal government, tried to put in place a cash ban, a ban of cash, and that is fundamental to getting control through central bank digital currencies. They introduced that into the lower house, the House of Representatives. The Labor Party swallowed the bait and passed it. They both combined to pass this heinous bill. We got hold of it in the Senate, and my office communicated with other crossbench senators and then other senators. And we got it stopped in the Senate. We put on so much pressure by connecting with the grassroots of the Labor Party and the grassroots of the Liberal Party. We did their job for them, and we drove so much opposition within those parties that both parties consigned the bill to the Senate inquiry, and then it was limbered there in lingo, and I've forgotten that term, but it just withered there, and we moved a motion then to ban it to take it off the Senate notice paper. So what happened, what I'm telling you, is that these things are heinous, but they can be beaten. They can be beaten, but it needs the people to be awoken and to get stuck into their representatives, exactly as you said. It's very important to understand that the UN has never been elected. Senior people in the United Nations have not been elected. They're unelected. bureaucrats with no authority, no jurisdiction over our countries. They're given that power over our countries by senior bureaucrats and senior politicians in our countries who cede that or who write legislation enabling the UN to take control. That's ultimately what happens with the United Nations. They take control. They push our policies on them, our dopey bureaucrats, our dopey politicians who are supposed to be leading our governments, then bypass the people without ever talking about it and pass legislation through the parliament. So that's the fundamental thing. That's the worst that the United Nations can do. They can control individuals with these regulations. But what we need to understand that the people have the power. In a democracy, well, let's start again. In a totalitarian dictatorship, the government controls the people and the people are afraid of the government. In a democracy, the government operates only with the consent of the governed. They govern only with the consent of the governed. That's fundamental to understand that. And that means that the people run the show. The people elect or not elect various officials. So the people need to stand up, put pressure on their officials, stand up at the ballot box and vote for people who will look after their interests and the country's interests. In a democracy, the government is afraid of the people because the government gets changed if it doesn't do its job. We are living under totalitarian dictatorships through massive media manipulation, through the mouthpiece media, which is owned by the same globalist predators who own Big Pfizer and the other control entities. Same with the subsidies. They're going to billionaires for climate change, that is, the subsidies for putting in place the destruction of our energy system. That's going to billionaires and large corporations overseas, predominantly. So what we've seen is a takeover of our country, but it's not due to the UN. The UN just provides the fodder. It is due to our elected and unelected officials, as you pointed out, treasonously betraying our country. You know, when I had my first speech in the parliament, I started with the words, as a servant to the people of Queensland, my state, and Australia. People in the Labor Party laughed. People in the Liberal Party sniggered. I've done it every speech since then, apart from the 1 or 2 minute speeches where there's not enough time. But every major speech, 3 minutes or longer, I start with, as a servant to the people of Queensland and Australia, I am here to serve the people who pay my salary. That is fundamental in a democracy, and that's what we've got to get back to. And it starts with the people standing up and holding their members of parliament accountable, their members of Congress accountable. Fundamental.
And here's what it is. This is why these conversations are so crucial, because number one, and this broadcast is so crucial, number one, the people have to know what is going on in order to demand action from their elected or unelected officials. In Australia right now, we have huge action at stopthewho.com, and the same is happening in the United States. I've spoken about it on this broadcast, for people to take action and put pressure on their politicians. This is one thing that can be done. Then phone calls, then visits, then the people must become more active right now, because we really are in a race, Senator Roberts. They're telling us another pandemic is coming, another plandemic is coming. And according to what the WHO is trying to do, next time the control we experienced during COVID will look like child's play.
That's correct. If you look at this COVID virus, it's not a pandemic. COVID virus, it's certainly not a deadly pandemic. There's been no country on earth that has had an increase in deaths above normal. Not one country. Sweden had a slight increase, which was pulling forward of deaths from flu, etc. But then they quickly leveled out. Not one country has had excess deaths to indicate, and you can't have a deadly pandemic without excess deaths. That's it. So we asked in the parliament on the very first single day session where we had an emergency session, so-called, you know, we asked for the information on the virus. I then wrote letters to the prime minister, to the premier of my state, did not get any evidence. 12 months went by. I asked the chief medical officer for the evidence. He gave me the evidence. The evidence that he showed us, both numerical and relative, showed that and he classified it. This is not me. This is the chief medical officer classifying the COVID virus. It was low to moderate in severity, not high severity, low to moderate in severity. And then if you think about the fact that it selectively targets people, that only a few people die or get severe consequences from COVID, they're the aged, the people with comorbidities, the obese, people who are vulnerable, then you realize that it's not very severe at all. And then you also realize that the deaths the severity of COVID is less than some past flus. Chief Medical Officer's own diagram shows that. And then we look at the deaths.
Senator Roberts, we're about to go to a break. This is so important because it shows what you're talking about exposes the fact that all of the measures that were in place were simply for control. As a government official, you know that. You were kicking back against it. We need more like you. We'll be back right on the other side of this break with more from Senator Roberts. Stay with us.
I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
Well, I just want to say about Diet Force.
Diet Force
is amazing. I'm 45, and I have bits. I go to the gym, and I have bits that won't move. And Diet Force has helped me move those bits. Like, under my pecs, my belly, I'm just taking Diet Force 2 tablets a day. Man, if you're, like, struggling to get, like, chip shape for the ladies, mate, Diet Force is the go. You have to get the Diet Force and have 2 a day and just keep at it.
InfoWarsStore.com, X7 Diet Force.
InfoWarsStore.com, baby.
Now on sale.
Diet Force.
We're cutting that ad. We're cutting that call into an ad. I can guarantee you that. Thank you so much for the call, Grant. God bless Australia. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere. InfoWarsStore.com, Diet Force. Get it now.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalist and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a 3-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects,
Believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones, and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so right before the break, Senator Malcolm Roberts was talking to us about the fact that COVID was never very dangerous. And you know, they were really, they even rated it as low to moderate risk. Now what we have is the results of the measures that they put in place, the consequences of those measures. Senator Roberts, you were very, very outspoken against the vaccines injections. You spoke about the dangers early on because of the fact that you could see through this, and you're not bought and paid out for, like the others. But you spoke about the dangers. We warned about it. We tried to get the information out to Australians. And now we're seeing excess deaths, not only in Australia, but all over the world, numbers ranging anywhere from 15 to 30% in excess deaths. It is climbing. Talk to us about the excess deaths in Australia. I know that another senator, one of your colleagues, has really been hammering our Therapeutic Goods Administration for answers.
Yes, the excess deaths, they're being suppressed. We've seen the TGA, for example, around about in Australia, a doctor certifies that someone has died. A doctor certifies death. So a doctor makes that decision. We've had, despite the amazing censorship, the hideous inhuman censorship and the suppression of doctors, we've had almost 1,000 reported deaths due to the COVID injections. Almost 1,000. They are not vaccines. They are experimental, untested, gene therapy-based treatments. 1,000 deaths, close to 1,000. We've had the TGA revise that downwards with some process that's not given objective guidelines, and they revise that down to 14. Even 14 deaths is enough to recall that. Have you had Philip Altman on, Dr. Philip Altman on your program, Maria?
Yes, of course. Of course. But we also have the CDC now. We have the CDC, Senator Roberts, talking about the fact that they did over-report COVID deaths. So we know that they were doing that. The numbers are completely skewed regardless. So what if they over-reported COVID deaths, supposed COVID deaths, of course they're under-reporting vaccine deaths.
Right, so let's have a look at the actual statistics from the Australian government's body, the Australian Bureau of Statistics. Okay, and this was these were published in part as a result of a One Nation, my party's document discovery in late last year. In 2019, the year before COVID, the seasonal flu cost 4,126 lives. The next year, in 2020, the first year of the virus in Australia, Australia recorded 882 deaths from COVID, largely due to an infection in an old people's home, an aged care facility, and 2,287 deaths from the flu for a total of 3,169 deaths. That is almost 1,000 deaths less than the flu alone killed the previous year. Almost. So we had about three quarters of the deaths of the previous year. Then in 2021, 1,137 deaths from COVID were recorded, and 2,073 deaths recorded from the flu for a total of 3,200. Again, almost three quarters of the figure for flu alone in 2019. That means that deaths from the flu, including COVID, across the first 2 years of the virus in this country were right on the long-term average of 3,255. There was nothing unusual about the death rate due to COVID in 2020 or 2021. And yet, as you point out, the only thing unusual about the death rate in 2021 was that it is a 7-year low. But what you also alluded to was that within months of the COVID injections being given out, we started seeing an increase in all cause mortality, heart problems, myocarditis, pericarditis, blood clots, many diseases, recurrences of cancer, and we know these are due to the vaccines. And you would know that or to the injections rather than off vaccines. So some people then say, well, hang on. I had the shot, but I didn't, by the way. I will never get that shot. But some people say they had the shot and they've got no adverse effects. Altman's paper written with Wendy Hoy, who's a leading academic and a medico in this country, and five other medical practitioners, shows why the CDC, the FDA did not control the development of these injections. They were controlled by the Department of Defense, who wrote contracts for Pfizer and other manufacturers, and they worked on countermeasures. Countermeasures, not vaccines, countermeasures. They bypassed the normal testing so that the vaccine, the injections have barely been tested. They've not been tested at all in many, many categories. They've not been tested on pregnant women. They've not been tested for the gene effects. They've not been tested for carcinogenics. They have bypassed good manufacturing processes. So what we've got is, instead of having a very consistent recipe or very consistent formulation of these injections, they're all over the place. Some injections will kill you. Others have no effect whatsoever. So that explains it all. That explains why only some batches kill people. And then we've learned that Pfizer had strict instructions to give certain batches only to their own employees because they knew this. They knew a lot of this, what was going on. And then we have Pfizer suppressing the truth. We have the World Health Organization suppressing the truth. We have our own medical practitioners in this medical authorities in this country suppressing truth. But our politicians, ministers, and public servants were complicit. They are complicit in the horrific deaths. And we know that the deaths from the injections are not being reported because of the suppression and the misinformation from ARPA and other medical authorities in this country. We are under severe threat in this country.
We are. You're absolutely right. And you previously used the words, and I know that InfoWars played this footage at one stage where in Parliament you said this is genocide. So we're dealing with something that is so huge worldwide. And if your colleagues don't stand up and if other government officials don't stand up, I mean, these people think, what do they think, Senator Roberts, that they're going to somehow join the club or that they're going to escape this huge control that's coming? No one in the country has spoken about digital ID as much as you. Can you please take the viewers? We're about to go to break in a minute, but just start on digital ID and what this actually spells if government officials don't get on board with fighting back against this.
Right. The first thing to understand is in discussing these topics, the majority of parliamentary members, senators and House of Representatives are ignorant, gutless and stupid. When push comes to shove, they run away. And so it's not a matter of a massive conspiracy. Now, people like Greg Hunt, he pushed the climate narrative. When he was Minister for the Environment and Climate Change, right? He also was Health Minister under the COVID mismanagement. And so he was also Manager for Strategy for the World Economic Forum 2020-2021. So we've got some people who seem to know what the hell they're doing, but the majority don't. That doesn't excuse them because I didn't know what was going on. I made it my business to find out, hold people accountable. But before we go into the digital identity, Henry Kissinger, a noted globalist predator responsible for starting wars and killing people, he's still alive. He's at 99. He said, who controls the food supply controls the people. Who controls the energy can control whole continents. Who controls money can control the world. These globalist predators are starting to control the food supply. They are controlling the energy and they definitely control the money through the Federal Reserve Bank and other entities. So just so that people understand, this is not me making these accusations. This is other people as part of the global show who are making these revelations. The first part of the digital identity is to get hold of people's data and then to sell it to corporations. Those corporations can store that data overseas. So that means they don't have to comply with our data privacy regulations. And then for us to get access to our data, we have to pay for it. So for example, Maria, your health data
Senator Roberts, we'll come back right after the break with the example. I really want people to understand from you on this topic before we finish up for today. It's so important that people get this and put pressure on their officials. We'll be right back. Stay with us. A historic moment. Australia, Senator Malcolm Roberts.
Hey, what's up, Bone?
Hey, McBreen. What's going on, man?
I see you.
Hey, really liked that work you did on the AI piece. I'm going to use that on the show today.
Right on. I worked hard on that. Yeah. I'm working on another project, so I'm going to be up late again tonight, and I was hoping you had some Brain Force Plus.
Oh, no.
No, nothing. Nothing. What about Brain Force Ultra?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks anyway.
Yeah. Good luck with that project, though.
Get your Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody that's watching this needs to support Alex Jones, needs to support InfoWars and Band.video. You know, the Bible says, let another mouth praise you. I'm going to do that right now. Alex Jones has helped so many people in this industry. You guys have no idea how many people have got their first start, like Savannah Hernandez. How many people have just been put on a launch pad to outer space because of Alex Jones, including myself. I've been given so many opportunities because of this man and because of this platform. And I would probably not even be half of where I am right now if it weren't for Alex Jones. I mean, I've been able to be on podcasts with Alex and Joe Rogan and Timcast, the Super Timcast IRL. Listen, what I'm saying is do not take Alex Jones and Band.video for granted because you don't know what you have until it's gone. We need to support free speech systems right now. So go check out the store. Go support their store. Go support InfoWars. Leave a donation right now. Don't wait until they're gone.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
In the year 2000, Alex Jones's film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, showed the world how our so-called elite leaders practice mock ritual sacrifices in private.
Midsummer sets us free.
In 2007, Alex Jones releases Endgame, exposing the world elite's plans for covertly using biological weapons against all of mankind. And by the time they launched their attack in 2020, Alex Jones's InfoWars and our audience were there to warn the people of the deadly vaccines that we knew were coming. This is why they attack us. This is why we need your support. Because we tell the truth. Alex Jones was right. Join the resistance. Buy products. Donate to the cause. Share the links. Join us in the fight for freedom. And help us defeat the New World Order.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Malcolm Roberts, I just was looking at Telegram over the break, And people in Telegram are saying, great broadcast, viewing from New York. This is the kind of leadership, the template for worldwide, and I'd have to agree. So, Senator Roberts, before the break, we were on to digital ID. In the next few minutes, I just would love for you to really hammer home the whole point of the digital ID, how it ties in with what they implemented due to COVID, what they want to do, and then we'll thank you so much for your time, as we always do. Please go ahead, Senator Roberts.
Okay, thank you, Maria. So let's start with there are three or four fundamental steps. First thing is they gather your data. They harvest your data, your health data, your travel data, your financial data, your tax data, everything about you, what you say on social media. These can all be now connected. And then they harvest that and they sell it to an overseas corporation or an Australian corporation, but largely overseas corporation. Then the overseas corporation charges you for access to your health data, for example. So they get all your data. They can understand what you're doing, what you're saying. They can control you with that, as I'll show you in a minute. So there's no security of on your data. We've already seen that they're telling lies to us about saying, we need this to protect your security of your data. That is rubbish. It is absolute crap, because the largest data breaches come from Silicon Valley and the government, and they're largely due to human failures of systems. So if Silicon Valley can't control the data, what chance has a sloppy government got? We've already seen a hopeless case there. So the second thing they do, and this has been admitted, our Reserve Bank, Central Reserve Bank in this country, is called the Reserve Bank of Australia. It has admitted to me under questioning in Senate estimates, where we grill bureaucrats, that they are working on a central bank digital currency. They have admitted to me that they're working in cahoots with a global, overseas interest on a global digital currency. So that means that they can then bring in a cashless society. Now, you control government or even corporate access to data. They know everything about you, and they control the cash, they control the currency, because there's no cash. Cash is extremely important, because with cash, you have an alternative. You don't have to go under their control system. Then what they do, that's the second tier, is a cashless society. Then the third one is a social credit system. And that's where they say to you, Maria, well, you own an SUV. Therefore, you're not going to get a house loan until you sell that SUV. You spoke out on the Alex Jones show. Therefore, you're not going to get access to your normal social credit system, social credit score. So they're going to control through your central bank digital currency, your income. They control your life. You will bend to their will. This is what's happening. Now, this is nothing new in human society. Humans are throughout history have tried to control others. We had people working out that the best way to have an easy life was to have slaves. We had later on, we had feudalism, where one person, the local lord or the manor, controlled the resources of production and controlled the agriculture and gave each serf just sufficient access to food that he or she produced, and just to barely keep them alive. So this is where we're headed with the World Economic Forum and the United Nations. Everyone's heard the term, you'll own nothing and be happy. You won't own land. You won't own anything. You'll rent. You'll be a partial consumer. And they will control your access to energy, control your access to money, control your access to food. They've said this, and our government has spent $64 million, handed it to the United Nations on a food summit for the promotion and the research of bugs. So instead of eating good beef or good sheep or good pork, they want us to eat insects, crickets, cricket casserole. You know, this is where these lunatics are going. So then we've seen my introduction to this. I thought all of this was amazingly stupid stuff, ridiculous, global conspiracies and all the rest of it. Then I started researching the climate change, and I realized that was crap. Then I dug deeper and found it was the United Nations. Then I dug deeper and found the globalist predators who formed the United Nations and use the United Nations for controlling people. Then I learned more recently about the World Economic Forum. The United Nations and the World Economic Forum formed an alliance, an integrated alliance, in 2018. They're now working in cahoots, pushing the Great Reset, which is simply their utopian vision, a dystopian vision, actually, for stealing your land, stealing your property, stealing your right to be free. They've already said, they've already done some of these things, taken away basic freedoms. They've taken away freedom of speech. Now they're going to be regulating more about misinformation and disinformation when the government is the biggest purveyors of disinformation and misinformation. We've seen Pfizer. I asked questions about this. Pfizer has been slapped a few years ago with a $2.4 billion fine for misleading in their marketing of their drugs. And I said to our equivalent, the TGA, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, who control the supposedly Big Pharma, but who get money from Big Pharma. That's where they get most of their revenue from, Big Pharma. They said, oh, but Senator Roberts, that was for misrepresenting. When I asked them about Pfizer's injections for COVID injections, oh, don't worry about the fine. That was just about marketing. I said, that's the whole fundamental point. If they can't tell the truth in their marketing, how can you trust them? So that's what we've got. We've got Pfizer owned by BlackRock and Vanguard.
Well, then there's like the recent video. Senator Roberts, yeah. It's like the recent video with the Pfizer representative saying, I'm just a liar. Hang on a minute. You're the director. You're directing the mRNA chief sciences and you're just saying on camera, I'm just a liar. Well, how can we trust anything coming out of Pfizer then when their very own people and directors talking about mutating viruses? There he is. There's his mug. I'm just a liar. These are the people representing Pfizer.
Yeah, we stayed away from that video because it's very important for us to have credibility and everything checked. We've since learned that it has been independently checked and verified, so we know it's truthful, unlike Pfizer. But if you have a look at who owns Pfizer, BlackRock, Vanguard, same people own major media companies, same corporations own major investments in other entities. Then we've got Bill Gates down here. This is how absurd it's getting. We've got Bill Gates down here spending 5 hours with the Prime Minister. Flew down on his massive corporate jet. It's an airliner-sized jet, and then he had discussions with the Prime Minister on climate change, energy, food, health. He has got no qualifications in any one of those specific areas. Not one. He has got no experience in those other than distorting the injections. He came out and he supported the Moderna vaccine. The moment he sold his shares in it, he was reported as trashing the vaccine. I mean, this guy, what kind of human does that? And he's the largest single contributor behind the United States to the World Health Organization, a crooked, corrupt, incompetent, dishonest entity. So what we've seen is these globalist predators driving the United Nations, controlling the World Health Organization, and using them to control us. I first learned about the United Nations. I thought it was just a benign, incompetent body. Now I realize it's far worse. It's a criminal body. I first learned about it through Agenda 21, which is where my climate change research took me to learn about Agenda 21, which is real. Pauline Hanson, you mentioned three of us who do work that you support in our parliament. Pauline Hanson's the fourth name I want to add to that. She belled the cat. She revealed UN Agenda 21 in 1996. In her first year in parliament as a young person. And Agenda 21 was concocted by the UN. Marie Strong, again, we opened the show with Marie Strong. He was a crook and a criminal. He concocted Agenda 21 to control how we live, where we live, everything about our lives. This has been underway since 1992.
And on that note, Senator Malcolm, we're about to run out of time, and you're right. Pauline Hanson has done a tremendous job. So have you. So have Senator Rennick, Senator Alex Antic, and there are others in there. And I know, according to Senator Antic, he says that more and more people in Parliament are starting to wake up. Slowly but surely, they're seeing that something is wrong. And for that, we're very, very grateful. And I want to say here that you have played such a huge role in that, Senator Roberts. Your time here, your willingness to come on these broadcasts and talk to people who want to tell the truth is absolutely something that stands out in today's day and age. I can count on both my hands, maybe, the leaders around the world that have been willing to do that. And I said at the start, you know, we don't have people in the United States that are willing to tell the truth. I'm sure there are some, and there are, you know, people like DeSantis setting a good example, but no one has gone to the lengths that you have. So I just really want to challenge people today. Send this to your government officials. send this to people and say, this is what we expect from you. Start putting the pressure on them and talk to them in a way where they need to understand that they serve us. And I don't say that in a derogatory way. It is a huge honor to serve the people because that is true leadership. Leadership is knowing that you serve your country, and we need more of that, and we need more of this courage. Thank you again, Senator Malcolm Roberts, for all of your time and for your service.
You're most welcome, Maria, anytime, and thank you for being an independent voice.
Introducing our new incredible supplement line, InfoWars MD. Now, in 60 seconds, it's hard to tell you how incredible these products are, but all of these products are already sold on store shelves under other brand names for up to twice the cost we're selling it to you. These are high-end. These are the very best. You know our body's ultimate turmeric formula is amazing? Well, guess what? We now have turmeric 95 that's basically the same formula for a lower price. CBD oil of the highest quality, up to 50% less than major competitors selling the exact high-quality, full-spectrum CBD. And it goes on for all the new InfoWars MD products at InfoWarsStore.com. The highest quality, directly from the manufacturer, to your door, at prices up to 50%, in some cases 100% lower than what they're sold for in stores. InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm Dr. Peter McCullough, and it's an absolute pleasure to introduce to you The Wellness Company, an alternative healthcare system for this COVID and post-COVID world where trust has been lost in doctors and healthcare systems. This new online virtual platform is nationwide, providing uncensored content, virtual appointments, laboratory testing, diagnostics, prescriptions, treatment packages specifically for COVID, post-COVID, vaccine injury syndromes, and all the usual things that are seen in primary care. And then we have an entire array of holistic products, an online store, media, and health advice. Come see The Wellness Company and go to onlinehealthnow.com as a conduit to The Wellness Company.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.